You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
What's going on, everybody? It's your old buddy, Troy, and I am here to talk about Glass Cannon Live 2025. In case you missed the news, Strange Aeons, the story that has been the focus of our tour since we began touring in 2018, is moving off the tour. We're going to be playing that game online, long sessions once a month, marathon sessions live on Twitch. And Glass Cannon Live is about to start a brand new adventure that I'm calling Ascension. Without giving too much away, this is going to be a story and world shaped in some way by the events of Giant Slayer, the story for the original Glass Cannon podcast. And we are kicking off the tour in Texas. Good old Texas. We're coming to both Dallas and Austin. I think a lot of people are wondering, like, well, should I get tickets to Dallas? The first show, is that going to be a session zero? No! Dallas is going to be episode one. The story is going to begin in Dallas and then continue the next night in Austin. This is a story and a show that I'm going to be working on constantly throughout the year, building it as we go based on the choices that the characters make. I am so excited about this. This is a project that I've kind of had in the back burner for a while, that maybe I've been like, I can't do it, it's too crazy, but we're doing it. It is going to be a spectacular jumping on point for new people who may be like, I can't listen to the 100th episode of a show. Well, you can listen to episode one or catch up really easily when we're on four or five and you only have a couple hours to listen to. So if you have friends, you've been trying to get into the Glass Cannon podcast, the Glass Cannon Network for a while, what a great way to start. Bring them to this live show and they will get in on the ground floor just like you. So head to glasscannonnetwork.com/tour and you can buy tickets or VIP packages to any of the shows that we have coming up this year. The two that are on sale right now are Dallas and Austin. We're coming to Dallas on February 21st and Austin on February 22nd. But then get ready, because tickets will be on sale soon for Milwaukee on March 21st, St. Paul on March 22nd, Seattle on April 11th, Portland, Oregon on April 12th. That's my mom's birthday. Happy birthday, Mom. Well, not yet. Ann Arbor on May 23rd, Toronto on May 24th. And then, of course, we're coming to Vegas in June for Glass Cannon Network Retreat number 2. That's not a Glass Cannon Live, but just a reminder that that's going on sale as well. Guys, I can't wait to share Ascension with you. Joe, Skid, Matthew, Kate, Sydney, and I are all going to be there, and I hope you'll be there too. For Highbury!
Last week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
It's just like hacking.
Well, he's like frenzied with like the voice in his head, maybe too. Like,
yeah. And Zephyr's like, get me out! Right? Like, wood is splintering all over the scene.
Standing on the table above you is a feminine figure, dressed head to toe in like
cool armor.
Dark Souls armor of thorns.
She looks so cool.
Yeah. What the heck?
Yeah. Poison arrow doesn't look so great.
It's Barbara's Bard.
The primary target takes 42 points of fire damage.
And he's dead.
Yeah! Amazing!
And he can get all the way around and block her way out.
And she raises her
hands. Yeah!
Do it!
Daneki is still, like, lost in this drug-induced dream.
What happened? What happened?
Do you know who she is?
She's fine. She just needs a little medicine. I feel like braving the apothecary's shop in the middle of town.
Steal yourselves. Steal your minds. No, not what we find in here. He'll open the door.
Over in the far corner of the room, as you're starting to look at the potions there, you see the cabinet start to shake a little bit, and then the cabinet, like, lurches up, comes to life.
The adventure continues. Now.
the second episode of January. Now, I know what you're thinking, Troy. Last week, we skipped a few people's New Year's resolutions. I guess we don't need to talk about it anymore, right? The New Year's over. No, not true. Most people, by the second week of the year, have already given up their New Year's resolutions. The gym is packed on January 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and then the next week, you know, you just wait a week. Empty again. So we didn't get to check in with three people last week about their New Year's resolutions. So let's start today with Sydney. Sydney, what is your New Year's resolution besides finding a new group who doesn't mercilessly make fun of your character choices?
You know what's funny? Same thing happens in my home group. Do you guys think it's me?
There's one common denominator here.
Oh, no.
It is like, no. You are really, it's really fun to make fun of you.
I know.
You go along with it so well.
And at my age, my ripe age of 30 years old, like, I know that. And I kind of like it sometimes. So, like, it's okay, guys.
I mean, we do it because we love you.
Like, I know.
We would do it. It would have a very different tone if we were, like, trying to get rid of you or something.
That's true. Yeah. You guys would ignore me. And that would be way worse.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah.
Yeah. The fact that you guys continue.
It's just too fun. I'm sorry. It's like, it's just really tempting and fun. You know, going to the heavy bag at the gym or something.
My bullies felt the same way in middle school. Yeah. And then they put me in a locker.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but back in December when we had the Philly show, I met one of your friends and hung out, played a game with your fiance and everything. And there was a bit of like, you won't believe what Sydney did in the game the other night. Like, and I was just like... I know. These war stories of Sydney's antics around.
That's why I love playing games, because it's like you get to take chances, you get to try things out, try new characters, try new classes, and then your friends make fun of you. That's the fun. Yeah. That's the fun of it.
You got to put yourself out there,
discouraging you from taking any further chances.
And yet, I still find a way.
Do you have any ears, Rez?
You know, I don't.
Could be gaming related. Could just be life related. Big year, you getting married?
Yeah, I am getting married this year. Very exciting.
Is your New Year's resolution to go through with it?
To get married. Not get divorced.
Please stop at the end of 2025. Yeah.
No, I think, I don't know. I kind of want to get back into working out, but not in the way that's like, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to da-da-da-da.
You want to get huge?
I'm trying to get yoked.
Swole.
Just absolutely swole. No, I'm trying to get steady in a practice of like doing yoga in the morning, stretching at night.
Self-care.
Yes. And
very important.
A little just like make a plan and stick to it. Like, yes, it's hard to wake up early, but just wake up at 6 and do the workout. And then it's done. It's done for the day. You know?
For the day.
So I just want to get back into that mindset of like, you're not going to die if you run 3 miles. You know, you're okay.
Yeah.
And I think I need to just be more positive and kind to myself when trying to get back on that. Because it's hard to start working out. You work out. Yeah. If you take a break, I find it's very hard to like start again.
Oh my, the herniated disc threw me off right into the holidays. It sucks.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's tough to start anything. But you can't think about the whole big picture, right? Like, I fucked up. My life's over. All you can do is moment to moment.
Yeah.
Day to day.
If you miss
even
a day
to day is too much though.
I have a fact that will help. So like when you work out and stuff, especially like building muscle, like your body builds more capillaries to feed more blood to your muscle. So that's why sometimes if you take time off and then you start doing it again, it's a little bit like there's a hump to get over, but it's not as big as when you first initially tried to build the muscle. So there's that.
So the muscle's there.
Yeah.
It's just like a little sleepy.
That's what my physical therapist said. Like if you were into it and then stopped and you get back, like it's easier to get it back than it is to like start from zero. Huh. But were you into it before? Were you like,
see, I go in and out. I'll get on like a every day I'm doing this and that, and then life gets in the way. You know, you get a gig and you're like busy, and then you come back and you're like, how did I have time for this before?
Right.
Like, how did I make time? So I'm trying to make more time.
Yeah.
Just got to throw that tape in the VCR, the little Tybo.
Yep.
Yep.
Billy Blanks
tell you what to do.
Just got to hit play.
Yeah.
Put on my leotard and my leg warmers.
Yeah. Leg warmers. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Billy Blanks method. Matthew, you're not a guy who likes anything. But
famously does not like anything.
No hater.
His defining character trait, he doesn't like anything.
He has no likes.
Well,
what I'm trying to say is you don't like special things, like a birthday.
Is it just because of the numbers?
It's like it's a birthday or a special occasion or like a New Year's, right? You're like, every day is
He doesn't like
year.
Extraneous commemoration.
Yeah, that's
ceremony.
The long
you don't like
Do you
ceremony.
Think that New Year's Day is extraneous commemoration? resolution.
What? Hold on. Sorry.
I'm so back.
I don't like things.
Well, like,
Do you like things?
I think you're the type of person that's like, every day is New Year's Day. I'm always resolving to better myself. Right. I don't need January 1st and a new year to start clean.
I'm pretty bad at planning my New Year's resolutions ahead of the new year. I'll say that.
Okay.
But like, by the time January rolls around, I'm like, oh God, I should have thought of some things. Like,
dude, pro tip. Take the month of January to figure it out.
Yeah.
And start my resolution in February. This is your thing. I always forget.
Right. Yeah. Then you have a super short month in which to get tired of it.
Because you wake up hungover on January 1st and you're going to start your diet. It's crazy talk. You take January to start laying the foundation. That's all you got to do. So what do you want to do?
I don't know. I have nebulous resolutions. Yeah. I generally also want to, this year has been really up and down on my level of fitness attention. Where I was doing really well for a while, then I fell off, and I got sick, and I got, it was the whole thing. So I want to get back on that.
I'm going to look at your Peloton workout.
You know, the worst part.
Don't. It's embarrassing.
I'm going to share it online.
I'm going to put screenshots of it.
Go to Trilla Valley Matthew
Peloton.com. On the company.
Well, I hadn't been doing Peloton because when I had the hernia, I discovered it on the Peloton. So even though my doctor was like, get on the bike, I was like, well, that was where it was hurting. So I've been doing more running, but then now it's winter.
Yeah. See, that's a killer too.
Can't work out in the winter.
Sure you can.
No.
I also want to wake up. Here's a specific one is that I want to wake up earlier in the morning.
You wake up pretty early.
Not what's anymore. That?
I thought you worked up at 5 a.m. to write.
No, that was when I had the day job.
Okay. So what's
the time do you wake up right now?
When Mira wakes up. And I want to wake
up. What time does she wake up?
Somewhere between 10, 6 10, and 7.
10, 30,
oh, gosh. 10, that sounds divine.
She likes to sleep.
Every time I hear about like the tortures of having teenagers in your house, I'm like, yeah, but. They will sleep for a lot of the morning.
Oh, yeah. If you let them sleep until 11 or 12.
No, I mean, I wake up when Mira gets up, or sometimes a little after if Caitlin gets up to. So I want to, like, that's a good one. I want to wake up to get a little time before Mira's awake to kind of get the day organized.
Oh, it is the best.
But here's the thing. This
to
is
be
probably
up
what happened.
And like, and conscious and doing even something stupid as like making lunches or getting some work done, like before
playing
the
Indiana
kids are
Jones
up,
in the Great Circle,
or playing Indiana Jones,
shaving your back
before the kids are up. It's just so nice,
a quick raid.
So nice.
Mira's a little bit of a witch, though, and so she would. Yeah, I've tried this in the past. I've resolved similar goals in the past, and I would wake up, 5:50, whatever, get up and like go to the computer, and she would just wake up. I was like, I'm not being loud.
It happens.
Like, sneak the computer.
She knows. She knows you're trying to get a moment for yourself.
And then
like,
I feel defeated.
Like seismographs. They can just like sense the vibrations. Like when you
So wake up earlier.
Wake up earlier. Okay. And get into shape.
In shape. Kate?
I am not.
Hold on!
What?
There's more coming.
Everybody hold on.
Wait.
Don't.
It's okay.
Everyone.
Don't forget. Oh,
there we go. There's one more maybe.
It's going to be okay. Still just be one more.
I'm worried.
Is that it today?
Is that it?
I'm going to swallow that third one.
So don't do that.
Inside of me.
Okay. It's inside.
Sneeze is coming from inside.
Oh, it went there. It went downstairs.
Kate. What about you, Kate? You got a New Year's res you're working on?
I was just saying that I am not trying to wake up earlier. Not that I wake up early. It's just like, that's not the life I want to live. I already work out pretty regularly. I don't need to do it more. I could, but I don't want to. And I don't really have a resolution, but I thought of something I would like to do more this year.
That's it. That's
sitting here.
That's a resolution.
It's not really a resolution, but it's a goal. And it's,
semantics.
You know, it's a mindset. I want to be complimented on smelling good a lot.
But you do smell so good.
So like I got a lot more like perfumes and stuff. Oh. So I just want to be like known as like Kate. She always smells really good.
But you have, for that, you have to be close to people. You have to get close to people.
No.
You have to let them hug you or
touch you.
Not if you wear a lot.
It's really strong. If you wear a lot of it, you
really overdo it.
But if you throw an elbow on live TV, you'll never have to do it again. So she can make the impression on one key influencer.
Yep.
I like that yours is specific enough where you're like, I want to smell so good from far away.
Then I want to get compliments.
Yeah. They yell at you across the road. Are you wearing perfume?
You smell amazing.
It's that nice smell, and we always know it's you.
I mean, actually, the work begins right now. Cindy just complimented you on this podcast. It's listened to by millions and millions of people.
I've already started sowing the seeds.
I've stand corrected, though. That is not a resolution. You're correct.
Yes, it is. What? Well, it's how I want to move forward in life. It's like, I think I want to be a person that just like is known for smelling really good and having like fun scents. And so
fun
that's going to be my fun little resolution.
Okay.
I like that.
It's different.
It's going to be hard.
Never heard that one
before. No, it's not. Tough. I'm ready. I'm already halfway there.
Yeah. There's this fine line, right?
Yeah.
Like between being constantly complimented for how good you smell
yeah.
and it being too much. It's a really fine line.
Yeah, Matthew's already choking at your scent.
Yeah. I think he's allergic.
Well, overwhelmed.
That's the goal this year is to find...
Find that balance.
Trial
find
and error.
The line.
If somebody's right. like, Jesus, in an elevator.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, I'll dial you that guys, one back so listen, a little bit.
Sydney complimented
to
me.
Self.
No, just Sydney complimented
in
me.
In a little scent notebook.
Troy and Matthew are both sneezing and coughing. Yeah. I'm going to take this feedback.
Oh. Yeah.
Have I ever told you guys about when I worked at a fragrance company?
No.
No.
I did. I worked in the IT department at a fragrance company, but as you might imagine, there wasn't a...
What kind of IT stuff do you get? Like questions. You
the I can't IT open the bottle. Of the
my computer
company?
Smells terrible. Help.
This is going to date me, but I was helping them migrate to Windows XP.
Oh my God. You were that kind of IT. Okay. God.
Tell us the whole thing, Grandpa.
As you might have,
Sydney has no idea what you're talking about.
I know what Windows
You could be speaking
is.
Spanish.
I know what Windows XP is.
Windows Español.
Bandanas.
As you might imagine, there weren't a lot of people with XY chromosomes working at the fragrance company. Mm-hmm. There's a certain point where they need to smell the various variations on different formulas, I don't know, on real skin. So they would go around asking for volunteers to like do tests. So they'd be like, they would literally like would knock on the door of the IT office like, "Hey, can we borrow your skin?" And then and I was like, I don't know. I was like a summer hire. I was 21. So I was like, okay. So they would like.
Let me hear in IT and in say.
It's a weird way to ask.
That's a question that could go a lot of different ways depending on how
but
it's
I
asked.
But I get why the they're doing it.
Can we borrow your skin?
Fragrances react different to different people's like oils and temperature and stuff like that.
So yeah. I would like roll up my sleeve like up
would
to my shoulder.
Would they be like, oh my God. Like they saw the hair on your arm?
No, actually, I think they
bring
were
out
like,
a weed whacker.
That was interesting.
It's never going to reach the skin.
They would do like the control on the wrist and then the various variables all the way.
Oh, it's like an allergy test.
And they would sit there and they were like, there'd be a crowd of people around you and they would just go like.
Really?
Weird.
It was so strange. And one point
did you ever have any skin reactions to particular ones?
No reactions, but like.
Then smells like Manigault.
My favorite one was when someone would be like, all right, they would spray a bunch on and then they would like someone would go up and go, oh my God, that's putrid. I'm like, I have to wear this the rest of the day.
Oh,
I know. Oh my God.
It'd be funny if they're like, actually, we spread the other arm.
Oh God.
What is that
smell? Putrid.
That's that horrible stench.
Man, we didn't spray him yet.
Oh. We haven't actually sprayed him yet.
That's just he's natural
musk. That's my musk. Oh. In those days, I was really good about going to the gym, and sometimes I wouldn't have time to like shower. So I would be lifting, and I'd be like get whiffs of, you know, five different scents on my arm.
That's the worst.
People would be looking at me funny.
You a cologne guy?
Yeah.
Joe, no? I could picture you being an old-fashioned like cologne guy.
Oh, I was until maybe 10 or 15 years ago.
Yeah, cologne, wake up, pop, pop.
Not always, you know, a little bit. A little walk through it.
None of you wear cologne?
I used to, too. I used to get it as gifts a lot. I used to get like, sure.
That was an 80s gift.
My grandpa was like a big like Old Spice guy. So I still like this smell of this, just like old Spice.
My dad was Pierre Cardin.
Mm.
I don't know if he still uses it or not, but like that scent to me.
I had that.
That smells like my dad.
That's the cool thing about like scents like that is that it can sort of like, you can be associated with like a memory if you know.
This is what they talk about at the fragrance company is that the olfactory memory trigger is the strongest memory trigger.
Why is it called a scent yesterday? Yeah. I think it's because I'm getting like windows installed, so there's like fresh wood scent and there's something about that
Windows
wood
XP?
Scent.
Windows XP?
Yeah, I was
going to make the joke.
Oh, yeah. Why you smell really
are we letting this go?
Let me windows installed. It smells like wood. But there's something about like that fresh pine scent that like took me all the way back to like being in preschool.
Oh yeah.
And I was
isn't
like
crazy.
Whoa. And like I was there for a minute.
Time travel. Yeah. You smell So you ever get a smell and you're like, this is a memory, but I can't place it.
Yes. Yeah, that happens.
It's more of a feeling.
Yeah.
And you're like, please last.
I
liked it here. There it goes. Oh, it's gone.
For a nostalgia junkie like you.
They use it. I'm sure you've done it in acting classes and stuff. They use it all the time where you close your eyes and you go through sense memory through smell to like create memory and tie it to a character or a moment in a scene. So like happy, sad, whatever, because it is the strongest one, which is weird, but yeah.
Wow. Mm.
Grandma's cookies. And then you're like, happy.
Grandmother never made me cookies.
Yeah.
Want to talk about it?
Really sad.
Yeah. I don't think she knew how.
That happens.
Wait. Not very good in the kitchen.
What is your resolution?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It is to take a quick break.
That was easy.
Millions of Americans grind or clench their teeth at night, and most don't even know that they're doing it. And I'm one of them, so you're in good company, but listen, we've got to protect our teeth. If you have jaw pain or headaches after a night's sleep, there's a good chance that you grind or clench your teeth. Teeth grinding, also known as bruxism or TMJ, is generally caused by stress, and it can cause some serious damage, like eroding away your enamel or even broken teeth, all of which are expensive dental bills to treat. One solution to protecting your teeth is a mouth guard, but mouth guards from the dentist can cost you like $500 to $800, and I've had two mouth guards made from the dentist over the last few years, and they were $500 each. The good news is that now there's Remi. Remi makes dental-grade, professional-quality mouth guards without the painful price tag. They're up to 80% cheaper than what you pay for at the dentist, and they don't require a visit to the dentist's office. Remi's process is refreshingly simple. They send you an at-home impression kit so you can create molds of your teeth yourself, which you send back to Remi in a prepaid envelope, and then Remi's team will make your custom-fit guards and send them back to you. Remi's guards are so comfortable to wear that most customers forget that they're even wearing them. Plus, with a 45-night satisfaction guarantee, you can try it risk-free. Sleep better and decide if it's a perfect fit. If not, Remi's got you covered. Listen, I bet the idea of creating your own molds at home sounds nerve-wracking, but Remi is really here for you every step of the way. Creating my mold at home was surprisingly simple, and I was able to chat with them and send them photos of my impressions to verify that they were all good, or if anything needed to be redone before sending them out. Remi is for anyone dealing with nighttime grinding, clenching, or jaw pain who wants an affordable solution to protect their smile and say goodnight to jaw pain and headaches. Head to shopremi.com/GCN and use code GCN to save up to 50%. That's 50% off at shopremi.com/GCN. Give your teeth a break without breaking the bank with Remi. And thank you, Remi, for sponsoring this episode.
Folks, we're back. I want to thank our sponsors, Foundry Virtual Tabletop. We've seen them on full display as of late on this sick combat. And of course, Norse Foundry, who has been really showing up for the players lately. Not so much the Game Master.
Game Master.
I told you about the new year, new dice. Through this weekend. You can still get it. And I feel like for us, it's been a new year, new dice.
Yep.
Where we're rolling better. Rolling worse. It's been nice.
What's the promotion? Yeah.
Pretty good.
What's that?
What's the promotion again?
New year, new dice. It's a code you use at checkout for a discount. I don't know what the discount is right now, but check it out.
Two weeks ago.
There's a link in the description of our episode.
I gave you bottle caps. I gave you all bottle caps. One of them has been used. They really haven't made a huge difference. It's just... You've been rolling pretty well. I've been rolling poorly.
I haven't needed them.
It swung this way.
I got nervous for that combat, but then once I thought about it, I'm like, this is like five enemies. It's not going to be like the cat. It's going to be a little
more balanced.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a couple cool things that just didn't pop.
Yeah.
But I was saying to Joe before we started, it's like you got to the part where you were like role playing with them, and I was just really tired. I was like, I don't know where they're from. Just leave me alone.
I don't know what my name is. I'm asking.
It
doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Who cares?
It doesn't matter where I'm from. Yeah.
Why do you want to know? It doesn't matter where I'm from. It's a totally normal reaction as a GM to be like, every once in a while, to be like, just leave me alone. The players are on you for something.
Just didn't want to role play. Can we just move on? Just go to the apothecary.
Just go across the street.
So in a way, clear. That is great role playing. Some people don't want to chit chat.
That's right.
That's true.
But man, do you smell nice? You should have said to the elf.
Do elves smell nice?
I imagine they all have a natural odor.
The best ancestry for scents. Better than a leshy.
Yeah.
I think.
Worst? Dwarves. Yep.
That is racist.
Maybe
I think they stink.
They work hard a lot in incredibly humid conditions.
And maybe the scents that they do like if they wear them are like strong. Not like
they're also lower to the ground.
Floral.
They're lower to the ground, so the stench.
I'm making a canon that a lot of gnomes smell like sandalwood and like leather and stuff because they're like tinkerers a lot of the time.
Yeah.
I think Gik probably smells like sandalwood. Like the wood made from a violin or something.
A very masculine scent.
Yeah.
I think that my armpits smell like that right now. Mm.
Cool. I think all of our characters don't smell good right now.
No, we have not showered, any of us. Once.
No one has roleplay showering.
And we've also been...
Father did.
We also went on a tour of...
That's right, he's the only character.
I ran out of soap.
bath time. He didn't know about showering. Bath time.
I just rubbing weeds and dirt on his naked skin.
They're just pretending to shower.
He was just rubbing the dirt on his nude body. I ran out of soap.
I forgot that.
Oh, that poor guy.
I kind of miss him.
Well, we got to get back to Father.
We got to get back.
Maybe you'll see old Father should you make it out of this sticky wicket. Because in talking to the elf and her companion, one of the best raiders that came to Skywatch to kind of pick this place clean, you find out that they met Denigi and thought that maybe this was another raider and they didn't want to share their spoils. So they poisoned her and just threw her in the back here. But because they're having trouble navigating Skywatch, they're kind of stuck here. They keep trying to leave during the day, not understanding that it's actually easier at night when there are stars. And so they keep getting turned around and ending up back here. Though they have seen or heard of the hobgoblins, they left them alone. At this point, they feel like they've gotten their fill and they want to get out. They do say there is a potion shop, an apothecary store in the middle of this market. Any antidote you can find in there will work to remove this, what was it called? Dream time tea?
Yeah.
Sleepy time tea. It's like a souped up version of it because they didn't want to kill her. They just wanted to like take her out of the action. But they said, we're not going in there. That place is haunted. We tried walking in there and the wall started shaking. So you go in, or I should say Barnes goes in. You look through the windows. Everything looks normal. It's a very tiny room. How could an enemy even fit in there? Maybe it is haunted. Brother Ramius does like a lore, recall knowledge. Like, have you heard of haunts? And you realize what you've experienced so far is magical disturbance, not so much haunts, not so much like divine, undead situations. So you come in here, and sure enough, one of the cabinets comes to life. It's like legs of the cabinet are the legs of this creature. It comes lurching at Barnes. Roll for initiative.
Oh, baby.
Let's get into it, huh?
Roll for initiative.
This roll for initiative brought to you by Norse Foundry. All your random number generating needs.
All your olfactory needs.
Best smelling dice in the industry.
And they smell great, too.
All right, so I still don't have new art for Gick because I'm kind of waiting this out to see if you last.
We don't want to invest in that illustration.
I don't want to invest in an illustration just yet.
She's here to stay.
All right,
where did you get that? The art that we are using? Where is that from?
That is like from the Pathfinder character shit.
NPC Codex kind of thing?
Yeah. They came up with a new one. And
it's a cool looking gnome.
Gnome looks good.
Andrew from Norse Foundry was like, yo, I just gave you all these characters you can use. So I was like, gnome, perfect. When I say Norse Foundry? Andrew from Foundry VGT, thank you.
Regular Foundry.
There's so many foundries. All right, so wait, someone is not in my initiative tracker, so who was the least important person to me? I got Buggles. It was Barnes. Sorry, Barnes.
Our frontline fighter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me add you to the initiative tracker.
The only one who's actually involved in the situation, right?
Yeah. I know.
All right, Buggles, what did you get?
I got a 12.
12, okay. Okay, that is a 12. Barnes?
23.
Very good. Gick Muck.
14.
Two more eps. We'll start talking to an artist.
Okay.
Brother Ramius.
23.
And Zephyr.
25.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Ooh.
5 alive. Well, of course, the apothecary's cabinet rolled higher than all of you.
Of course.
I forgot it's a cabinet attacking us.
Yes. You want to see what it looks like?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, because it has artwork.
Ooh.
Here's what it looks like when it comes to life.
Oh, I love it.
Oh my God.
I can't fight that.
It's like the luggage from the Terry Pratchett books.
Maybe if
Sapien Pearwood.
Maybe if it had like teeth or
it's
something.
It's so cute.
There's no way that thing's dangerous.
And you'll be in a world of pure... I don't know. I feel like that's what plays here. Anyways, it's its turn. And it's...
cute, but nasty. So Barnes is the only one in the room. A drawer opens up and a bottle just comes flying at you.
Oh, my.
Really fun mechanic here. Let's see if I hit. That is going to be a 27 to hit.
That hits.
Let's have some fun, huh? So, oh, God, this is so fun. So
is this like a random?
Right?
It's a random poison.
Substance.
Oh, that does, no.
That does sound fun.
It does sound
fun. Yeah, that was going to be a random spell.
I got to roll to see what kind of poison splashes on the struck creature. This is a noxious poison. So,
could it be like foot powder potentially or something?
Could be, yeah.
Yeah.
You start smelling nice. All right, so give me a fortitude save.
Okay. 19.
Okay, so a couple things are going to happen. First of all, you're going to take some damage to the tune of 9 points of bludgeoning damage as this glass explodes on you. And then a 19 is a failure. You now take another 9 points of poison damage.
Oh, boy.
And you are sickened until the end of your next turn.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
That is its first action, and you're in there. I think it's just going to be like, thum, 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 just start flinging poisons at you. So, second attack, another poison. That's a really good roll. 25 to hit.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sickened, so my AC starts to tick down.
Yeah.
Man. All right, so first of all, you're going to take 7 points of bludgeoning damage.
This camera just threw two glass bottles in my face.
This is rude. That's what it is.
It is rude.
Now give me another fortitude save. If you just fail again, you're just going to take some damage. We're not going to make you sicken too.
24.
All right. So that is success. You're going to take another 6 points of poison damage.
I am well below half.
Oh, boy. Ooh,
okay.
How much was that total?
That was 31 points of damage.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Nasty. And then...
not good.
Oh, man. You know, it'll be fun.
No.
Throw
no.
another one.
I was thinking about just standing in front of the door. Like blocking.
Oh, my God. It. You'd have to jump out the window.
That's what it's going to do. It's just going to stand there and it's going to move down. It's a large creature, completely blocking.
It's huge, yeah.
Completely blocking the entrance. And that's
how big it is?
Large?
Yeah, it is a large capital L creature. So it moves down, blocks anyone else from getting into the room. It is 10 feet away from Barnes, and it's Zephyr's turn.
So it's large, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
How would you go about grappling with a cat?
Well, the fact that it's on the other side of a medium-sized door jam is going to make it pretty tricky.
Yeah. We've all built IKEA furniture. We've all grappled large things. Yeah. I feel like you can...
I'm just wondering, like,
we've all had to move cabinets out of tiny apartments.
Yeah,
I'm just wondering doors. If I were to, like, try to... grapple it or like restrain it in that way, would it prevent it from spewing?
It would just potions? Take the grappled condition, which would give it certain penalties for trying to do such things.
I feel like it probably couldn't throw potions as easily, though.
It's possible. Let's just look at the grappled condition. But at this point, I think in order for you to even try and do that, you gotta like find another way into the building to try and really get at it. If you crit succeed on the grapple, then it can't do anything until it uses the escape action. Otherwise, you know, certain.
All right. Start from there. She runs up to it. Flurry of blows.
Punch it through the
I'm going to start punching the cabinet.
Okay.
maybe flavor. It's like she's more so like, I don't know, trying to tear off certain hinges.
It's like tearing drawers out.
21 for the first one.
Miss.
That's crazy. It's so big.
What?
Yeah, miss for the second one. So, yeah, she's not sure how to attack it. So, she's... Would it be an issue if I was in the way right here for anyone?
Not that I know of. That's I can get around it. That's fine.
And I can't try to grapple it from the doorway. I have to like move in.
I think, in order to get a real good grapple, I was tempted to even give it a boost to its AC to hit, but I'm saying it's a big creature. It's blocking the door. You're punching it where you can see. So
all right.
I'm not going to give it a boost.
For now, she's going to take a step back and take cover because she saw Barnes get lit up.
Yeah, she doesn't want any piece of that.
And she can't grapple this turn. So.
Did you consider tumbling through? Like as an action, you can use.
I don't want to just be in acrobatics? That room when it's its turn.
Yep.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you just wanted to get in there by any means necessary.
Yeah, not when it's going to go.
All right, Sexcellent. Let's keep pushing here. It is Barnes' turn.
I'm going to roll Exploit Vulnerability just to figure out what this is. So this is going to be a esoteric lore, which is actually specifically for creatures and haunts. I don't know if this is either.
Okay.
Okay, that's a terrible roll. Natural 7. For an 18.
18. No. No.
Failure is means something here.
It would be failure, not critical failure.
Okay, great. So I can only do its personal antithesis. Personal antithesis.
Natural 7 was close to a critical failure.
Mm-hmm. Wait, yeah.
It's a single enemy.
Yeah, so yeah. Minimum 2 to 3 levels higher than this.
Okay. All right.
Usually pretty bad for this particular crew.
Barnes is going to glint the mirror. And another Barnes is going to appear out the window.
There you go.
Okay.
Peace. And then that Barnes is the one that's going to move. The one in the house disappears. I'll come around the corner.
That's so cool.
I just saw your palm pop up.
I'll come
up
around the corner and be like, you want to go in there?
Don't go in there.
Okay, great. And now it's Ramius's turn.
I mean, this thing can't even get out the door.
Yeah, it's too big, I guess.
We'll just walk away.
We could throw
let her die.
Yeah, we could just
sorry,
hit it range.
Sorry, Sakamachi, we never found her.
Fucked up in there.
Let's hit it from range. I'll get my shield.
Yeah, we could do like a Dark Souls thing where we really just like stay far away. Yeah.
Between
right
the gate.
Out of its...
Yeah. Okay.
Cheese it. Let's give it a shot.
Cheese it. Cheese the boss.
Cheese the cabinet.
Love to cheese.
We'll see if we can cheese it. I don't know if Troy's going to bust through the door here.
It could. Yeah, it could Kool-Aid man through the door.
If a Kool-Aid man's through the door... That could be a problem for
Barnes. Oh, yeah!
Oh, God!
I knew a guy, I knew a guy who had worked at the ad agency with a guy who had come up with the Kool-Aid Man. And we were all like, so did people just like walk into his office all the time and just be like, crash! Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah.
He was like, yeah.
Ramius is going to see this thing come up to the door, sees Barnes come around the outside. He's hurt. Thinks about healing Barnes, but instead is going to try to focus on hurting this creature, see if we can't whittle it down a little bit. So he will... Oh.
You're no longer sickened, by the way. It was just the end of your next turn.
Oh, great.
Which, the way it worked out was...
Actually,
this turn.
I'm going to delay.
Delay.
He's going to delay.
Gikmuk.
He wants to go after Gikmuk.
Gikmuk, Gikmuk.
Gikmuk, Gikmuk, Gikmuk. What is Gik going to do? Gikmuk. Gik sees Barnes run around the corner. Barnes looks messed up.
Messed up.
She turns, she goes, are you okay?
I've been poisoned.
What?
Twice.
Twice.
By a cabinet.
And,
by chest of drawers.
You're not making any sense.
She double, what? What? All right, so she is going to then do her Hymn of Healing. And two action, John. Two focus points, damn. Well, two focus points. And she's going to say, and you just feel like a mother singing you a lullaby when you were a child. You just feel like you're safe. There are no monsters under the bed. There's nothing in the closet. You feel warm. You feel cozy.
The bed and the closet are monsters.
Yeah.
Don't think about the furniture.
There's
no monster in the closet, Barnes. The closet is the monster.
I feel so much better.
And you, the glorious singing mends wounds and provides temporary respite from harm. So you gain fast healing 4. And
nice.
I can sustain it each time I do. You gain 4 temporary hit points. So you gain 4 temporary hit points this round.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thank
you.
Make
sure to track those separately.
And she's going to back up a little bit and get behind Ramius so she can see the doorway. And that's the turn.
Backing up behind Ramu. Buggles.
I'll go.
Okay.
Brother Ramius will cast Bless.
Bwah.
And then he'll back up.
And then he'll back up. Let me put a little light in here. Okay. Now it's Buggles' turn.
I was going to say, speaking of the Kool-Aid guy, I took voice lessons once from a guy who claimed to be the voice of the owl in the How Many Licks Does It Take to Get to the Center of a Tootsie Pop commercial.
A three.
It wasn't true, but no one knew it at the time. It was pre-internet. But he had set up this whole like sort of practice in Denver. as a it's telling people that this is who he was. And a bunch of people like Nick Shelton, we both took like voice lessons from this guy. It's like,
was he good?
It's hard to say. I don't know. How much work have I gotten? Like none.
Fascinating.
Yeah, Dick Terry. He's probably dead now. all right. So, and it was Paul Frees, by the way, like the great Paul Frees. I think was like the voice,
the actual voice.
Yeah, the actual voice. Like, also the voice of the like the Haunted Mansion. Okay. Stolen Valor. Buggles is going to step back and in front of Gikmuk, and he is going to hands fingers to his temple. Boom! Frostbite. Please give me, and I'm going to do. I'm going to do frost damage. So please give me a fortitude save.
Okay. Frost damage fortitude save is a 32.
Okay. That's a critical success. No damage.
No damage. Boom. Tries to frost this thing. We go to the top of round two. It is the apothecary cabinet's turn.
Sunny, did you heighten him a feeling?
Boop, 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 boop.
Is that your thinking noise?
Didn't you say it's a focus spell?
Yeah. So it automatically heightens. Yeah, it auto-heightens. Yeah. Oh, so you should heighten plus one the fast healing temporary hit points, increase by two. Yes.
So it should be four and four, because it's heightened.
Didn't I say four?
Yes, but the spell itself says two, so I'm just...
Okay. Yes, four temp HP, and four gains fast healing four.
Right, let's see if I can customize that. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. With Buggles in the front there, its targets are pretty slim. So this is coming at Buggles here. A poison bottle comes flying at you. 21 to hit.
That's a hit to me.
All right. First things first, you're going to take 10 points of bludgeoning damage. And let's see what hits you. Something a little bit different. Give me a fortitude save.
Oh, okay. Fortitude save, you questions? Oh, I'll be able to give you an answer total of that in just a few moments.
Oh, no.
Right after this quick break.
Still mad at that fucking guy, man.
Thinking about him.
Told us he was in the fucking commercial. I love that commercial.
Dick Terry.
I told my whole family, I told all my friends, like, you'll never believe who I'm taking voice lessons from. Fucking asshole.
20 years later, they were like, Skid lied.
Now I look. I'm
our
the
friend's
liar.
A liar.
Now I'm a liar. Now I'm turned me into a liar. What was the fortitude save?
Yeah,
24.
24. That's a success.
Nice.
So all you're going to do is take 5 points of poison damage. No affliction.
Oh, great. Wait. What was the damage? The earlier physical damage?
10. So it'll be 15 total. Yep.
It is Paul Winchell who plays the owl. Paul Frees.
Paul Frees is in it.
Is the fox.
He's the fox. Okay.
One, two, who? A three.
Who? A three. All right.
Let's get down to business here. That was its first action. For its second action, it is going to hurl another one at Buggles. Unfortunately, you guys pushed Buggles right to the front there. And that is going to be a miss, thankfully, for its third action.
Shatters on the ground.
For its third action, it goes back up to the corner there out of all of your lines of sight. Except maybe Zephyr could... get something off there. Zephyr does seem like she can see it. I might give it some cover there, which isn't really going to help.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit.
Did you get some?
No, I have something. I forgot that I have this, but if the situation doesn't change radically till my next turn, I have something cool I can do.
All right, we'll see what Zephyr does. Zephyr?
All right. Zephyr goes into the room.
Okay.
Oh, I have to go around the door. And she attempts to grapple the cabinet.
Yes.
Okay.
With her new Titan Wrestler feet.
All right. Do you do your thing?
Nothing happens to her. It doesn't say like flavor wise, like, oh, she grows. It's like a regular feat. It's not part of this adventure path. And it just means that I can do certain things like grapple to creatures up to two sizes larger than me.
Okay. All right. So,
athletic check against your fortitude DC.
Against my fort.
Are you sure a cabinet is fortitudinous? Well, let's just try.
It's quite high. It's already been shown.
If you're rolling natural 20, it's not even a discussion.
Let's just try. All right, athletic.
Worst case scenario, you're left alone in there.
I got one more move.
It's true.
Nope. It's going to be an 11.
Okay, well now, critical failure in a grapple, I think something happened.
If it's already grabbed or restrained, it breaks free, or your target can grab you. Well, I don't think you.
Yeah, no.
Do that.
Well, critical failure. If you already had the target grab, your target can either grab you as if it succeeded at using the grapple action against you, or force you to fall and land prone. What was the total roll?
With bless, or is
no,
that?
Oh, you walked out of the bless.
Okay, 11.
Just
critical failure.
No.
Hold on. Let me double check. Actually. No, I'll say you're in bless.
12.
I think that's technically 15 feet away.
12.
Still a critical.
Fuck.
All right, so I can either grab you as if Exceed uses a grapple action or force you to fall and land prone.
Oh, God.
I think that's what it's going to do. It's going to, like, you go to land, it, like, pulls itself back and you lose your footing and fall prone.
Horrible.
All right, I'm not going to use my bottle cap to reroll that. I was just thinking about it. I'm like, should I just reroll? Because it was a natural two. All right, so she falls, and with her final action, can I crawl out? Can I crawl out of there?
You're just gonna crawl away.
Or since I'm prone, I'm like, I can't. Like,
you went into that house all tough.
I just wanted to try something new.
So much change. Yeah.
You can crawl if you're prone, and your speed is at least 10 feet. You move 5 feet by crawling, you continue to stay
so
prone.
Sad.
That would provoke if it has an AOO, but you could, like, slide in there all heroically, fall over and just go
crawling out if you want.
Yeah, she, like, she falls over, and as she falls over, she, like, tries to, like, stumble crawl out down the stairs so I can move 5 feet, you said.
Yep.
You
crawl out. Each going into the house.
You see her walk in and just, like, jump at it.
Yeah.
But it's, like, out of your field of vision because it's behind the wall, and you just hear, like, oh, and, like, she comes back out, rolls down the stairs.
We're all watching, like,
in my mind, you look like Buddy the Elf going, like, jumping on the Christmas tree.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like,
whoa! Boom. This is bad.
Like, how
I was just trying something new,
there?
You guys.
Okay. It is Barnes's turn.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I see? I can see the square, right? I can see some of it.
What square are you looking for?
This square? Yeah, you can see this square.
Yeah, you can see that square.
I see part of it, yeah.
Right inside the door.
Another Barnes appears in that square.
Okay.
Ooh.
Where are you? You're... Okay. Shaboink.
Oh, my God. Whoever invented this mirror.
I had another Ramius.
Anything but that?
Nope.
Okay. And Barnes will take a swing. Okay, Natty 17.
Nice.
I'm no longer sickened. Am I blessed here in that square?
Yep.
So that's going to be a 28 to hit.
That is a hit.
Yay.
Okay.
We did it.
We hit the cabinet.
We hit the giant piece of furniture.
Sentient cabinet.
18 points of damage.
Okay. You do notice not all of that goes through.
That's hardness.
We should light it on fire.
It has hardness. That's that's interesting.
It's so hard.
Is there any kind of damage that would get through? Because that would...
Well, you failed your thing, right?
I still get...
You just get the personal antithesis, right?
Yeah. Just weakness against your unarmed and weapon strikes, so it just is more damage. Yeah, so nothing special. Yep. Okay, and then the Barnes outside will take a 5-foot step, I guess, to the south, closer to Zephyr, and the Barnes inside will disappear.
Inside Barnes goes away. And outside Barnes moves closer to Zephyr.
Right, standing right under that little lamp.
That's fun.
The map, isn't that fun?
Oh, look at that.
Yeah,
look at that three-dimensional.
Virtual tabletop.
Yeah.
All right, that was Barnes. Kick buck.
All right, I have... Well, first of all, I'm going to spend one action to sustain the fast healing. So remember to add 4 back on this round. 4 hit points. Sustain.
I heal 4 or I get 4 temporary HP?
You have 4 temporary HP, which is sustained now, and you also earn 4 normal HP every round. So you should have gotten...
4 again. I keep it. Yeah.
You get that back at the beginning of your turn. That's how fast it works.
Cool. Yeah. So I'm sustaining.
Oh, so I should have healed 4 on the last turn.
Well, unless you pre-heal 4 the first time she cast it?
No.
So you haven't taken any yet?
Yeah.
Right, so you take 4 now.
You take 4
in the beginning of my turn.
Yep.
And you'll take 4 at the start of your next turn.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have some 4 temporary HP to buffet me.
Yeah. Slow, but
Warren
it's fast.
Buffett you.
It's slow, but it's fast.
Technically, it's fast.
I mean, every 6 seconds, getting back a little less than a tenth of your health.
Doesn't hurt.
Might keep you alive.
I wonder.
Run in there, Gek?
I only have my highest level is second level right now for spells, but I do have dispel magic. Is it even worth it? No, to do a counteract on this. No, it's too powerful.
Well, also, I think that what it's doing is not magical. It's just.
It seems like a magical creature.
It's a magical creature, yeah. But like,
I don't think somebody
is doing
cast
that?
A spell okay. on yeah. it, but we don't know.
I know. All right. So much of my stuff is like talking to something. So you can talk.
Do you
can't talk
have
to
non-somatic stuff or no?
I do. I'm going to do telekinetic projectile. So that was my first action. Second action, I'm going to pick up a stone from outside. And I'm just going to hurl it at the cabinet through the doorway.
All right. You're going to have to move up to be below Zephyr to have line of sight on it because it's tucked up there in the corner.
Oh, I see. Below Zephyr. Okay. So, yeah. Oh.
Do you have enough actions
I don't think you need
left?
To pick up just a rock Buggles. To do that. You can use telekinetic projectile to fling something in the room at
That's
it.
That's two actions.
Though. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sorry. So, yeah. No, I can't do that then. Let me just...
The thing can only if you can stay out of its sight, mm-hmm. I can keep popping in to pepper it with a hit, and if you guys can hit it from range and then get out of its like move shoot move again so it can't throw something at you, we could feasibly just not take any more.
If we stay out of the doorway, Zephyr could get a clean line with her bow.
Yeah.
So just I think if you want, as a general rule, I think none of us should end our turn where it can see us.
Okay, well, there's just not much I can do then. Because I have to be able to see it to do anything on this turn. So I'll just end my turn now.
You can give guidance. Yeah, move out of its sight.
Oh, yeah, I'll give it to Barnes. I'll continue that.
Bless is still going.
But guidance is not.
It's good. It'll help your saving throws.
It'll help my saving throws.
Yeah, if
with it throws the bottle again.
Yeah. Do you want that?
I mean, sure. It's not going to be able to see me unless it moves.
It can see me.
I'll give it to Zephyr.
Because
yeah.
I'm laying.
I'll give it to Zephyr. Yep.
Oh,
so that's,
yeah, you're prone.
That, oh yeah, Thank you're
you. Yeah. I got a lot of stuff to do next turn.
Oh yeah, I definitely give you guidance then. That's the turn.
Okay, that's the turn. Brother Ramius.
Ramius will expand the range of Bless.
So what is it now?
Now it's 25 feet. So that'll pour into the room. But yeah, it's getting out of its range is just not helpful to people that need to be healed. All right. I'm going to try to shoot it. I'm just going to try to shoot it. Barnes is slowly healing, and he seems to have a way to dip in and out without being targeted.
You can see less than half of it, so I'm going to give it some cover. Unless you want to move to a more advantageous position.
I can't. Without just doing nothing. So yeah, I'll risk it. I'll risk the miss and I'll risk
tough shot,
the
tough angle shot.
Risk it for the biscuit. Miss. And that's his turn.
You hear glass shatter in the back of the room.
It's a 17.
It was the one antidote.
Yep. Close up on the 18, label.
Dun.
It says dote.
Dote.
No, the dote.
Back to Buggles.
All right, Buggles is going to like sort of put his little goblin hands out to the side, let's like lift them up, and all of a sudden in the middle of the room of this place, like bottles and bits of wood and everything, it starts swirling around, battering this chest as he casts animated assault in a 10-foot square.
Whoa.
In the middle of the room.
Ooh.
Cool. Centered on that little nexus, square it. Nexus there.
Okay.
So it's going to need a reflex save.
A reflex save. How about the reflexes on this cab? All right, that is going to be a really bad roll. 15.
Wow, he failed a roll.
That is
amazing.
That is a fail. That's 18 points of bludgeoning damage.
Nice.
Phenomenal.
Okay, same thing as Barnes. You notice not all that goes through, but you're chipping away at this thing.
Right.
Yeah, you guys got to chip and stay out of its sight.
And yeah, and then I'm going to raise my shield.
Okay, that's Buggles. That's the end of round two. We go to the top of round three. That's the cabinet's turn. What does it have up its sleeve? Find out right after this quick break. What it has up its sleeve is potions for Zephyr's Fae. It's going to move
back.
Hopefully
it's like skincare or something.
Yeah, right. Here comes a little Aveeno moisturizer. Yeah. You're dry. All right. It is going to move into the middle of the room and then throw two potions at you. Let's start with the first potion. That is going to be a natural 10. 24 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
Give me a fortitude save.
Fortitude save. And I get a plus one.
Get because, the guidance if you yeah, want.
Guidance.
Guidance.
Sorry, it's just numbers really big. Nice. 29.
Ooh. 29, that is a success.
Nice.
All right, so you're going to take 7 points of bludgeoning and then another 1 point of poison. Not bad at all. Okay. Gentleman's 8 total damage. And then the second bottle, just again, like a drawer opens up, a bottle comes flying out at you. Okay, not too bad, not too good. But not too bad. That is a dirty 20.
Miss.
Nice.
She's able to like hold her hands up and block it.
Prone.
Oh, I'm prone. -2?
It just means you're off guard, right?
Prone, you're off guard.
Or AC,
yeah.
So it's -2.
What'd you say?
20.
Damn.
Oh, God.
Hit.
A fortitude save.
That's crap.
Oh, that's
crap. Do I still have guidance?
Oh. Did you use it on the last one?
I did.
Oh, then no.
I'm just trying to soft cheat.
I think you should.
Trying to soft cheat.
Personally, I think you should.
I may have committed a bit of light cheating.
Yeah, a bit of light cheating.
Cute, cheeky cheat. 21.
A couple things are going to happen. Kids.
Okay.
All right. First of all, you're going to take 14 points of bludgeoning damage.
Damn.
Then you get hit by a clouded mind poison. You are stupefied 1 until the end of your next turn.
Wait,
which
this
shouldn't really affect you.
This isn't like auditory or visual effects.
No.
Okay.
Thank you. And you're also going to take another 5 points of poison damage.
That second potion was no joke.
Yep, that one really popped. And that's the end of its turn, because it moved into a position to be able to even throw those. Now it's Zephyr's turn. Zephyr, you're standing right at the door. What do you do?
She gets up. So stupefied, I was just double checking. It's not stupefied that lowers your actions.
No, it's not going to hurt you that much.
Okay.
Yeah, for you, it's spellcasting.
Right,
and
gets
your will
up,
save, I believe.
And yeah. She moves really far away.
Okay, show me.
Maybe
behind, show me on the map where you move.
Maybe Shnya. I would like to move so that I'm like 30 feet away from it. So let me just kind of like measure.
Yeah, you're
okay.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to take my bow out right now, but I am going to do a harmonized self, a quick harmonized self to get myself 8 hit points back.
Okay.
From that.
And you have the focus points available to do that?
Yep.
Didn't burn them in the first fight?
I did, but it's focus. You refocus.
Oh, you refocus. Got those back.
10-minute active.
Okay, sweet. Great. Good turn.
Oh, God.
Barnes.
Whee. Okay, Barnes is going to glint the mirror, and another Barnes will appear right in the room again.
It's a grind, huh? A little bit of grind, but you're playing it safe as opposed to being bold and interesting.
Okay.
I tried to grapple it.
Yeah, she went trying to wrestle the thing.
That was very bold.
I don't know if I can see that. I don't know if I can see that square, so I'm going to put myself right here, but I can still attack.
Fair enough.
Okay, and I'll take a swing with the kukri.
Okay. If you fumble and fall.
It's not a fumble. 19 to hit.
19. Miss.
Okay. The outside Barnes will then move around the corner to stand at the window.
Yeah.
Okay, so around the southern corner?
Yep.
Okay.
And then the Barnes inside will disappear.
Chikoink! See you, Barnes.
Chikoink!
Now I can see what it's up to, and I can jump where I need
to. Hit and run tactics from Barnes. Gick Mock.
Gick, one action continues the healing him, so 4 more points will be added to you.
I healed on my turn. I forgot that.
Great.
So, yep, you'll heal again. And then I'm going to... you hear in your mind... Like, Gick's not even talking to you. You just hear, like, this hymn in the background. Background noise, white noise. And then you also hear in your mind the same sound happening. And I'm going to 2 actions soothe you. You regain 1d10 plus 4. Do you want to roll it or I'll roll it?
You can roll it.
Okay. And you also get +2 status bonus to saves against mental effects.
Cool. Yeah.
If that comes up, it might not. You're going to get 11 hit points back.
Nice.
Nice.
And then the +2 status bonus to mental effects is like 1 round?
For the duration, so 1 minute.
Okay, cool. Nice.
And that's Gig's turn.
A minute. I'll keep holding on. Ramius.
Ramius will just keep trying to shoot this thing.
Okay. From that disadvantageous position?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, no. No, you got a nice, clean, straight shot. Juicy shot there.
I'm wondering if I can hit it. Let's see if I can hit it first. So, pew, Divine Lance! You're telling me there's a chance. 25.
Hit.
Yeah!
Now, the question is, does spirit damage bypass hardness?
I bet it does.
I bet it does. Oh!
Ooh.
Oh!
Ooh.
11 points. Right? No. Is that... Yeah, 11 points of spirit damage.
Fwah! Doesn't affect the creature at
all. Oh, it has no spirit.
No.
It is immune to spirit.
Poopy caca.
Damage.
Okay.
All
right. Good to know.
So I've been effectively nullified for the combat.
Does spirit do? I forget.
Neutered.
Remaster 2. Does spirit damage, is that the positive of void damage? No.
That's vitality. Spirit is encompasses anything that is a soul. It's no moral compass.
Okay.
Is my understanding.
This cat has no moral compass.
Yeah.
It must die.
Would you be opposed to moving for when Zephyr shoots?
Yeah, I'm going to get out of the way. He'll move down to the south, down near Barnes. He's out of line of sight of the creature. I'll just stay down here.
Yes, 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 we do.
And, delay.
Good spirit.
Remainder of the combat.
How about you, Buggles?
Buggles is going to spend an action sustaining the spell.
Okay.
The end of assault.
Cool.
It keeps going?
Yeah. Nice. As long as I keep sustaining it, yeah. And it's like right in the middle of the room, and it's like it's too big to get out of its radius. So
yeah, it's amazing.
Do I roll reflex?
Reflex save, please.
Perfect spell.
Ooh, not great. 20, dirty 20.
Okay, that's a success. And I rolled badly, so this probably won't get through the DR. So it's 20, 2 points damage.
2 points damage, sure enough. It does not. Just buffets against it. Doesn't damage it.
Okay, and then... All right, and then I'm going to do a fiery frostbite spell.
Fiery frostbite.
So from outside, zoom, globe of cinders closes around it, snap shut. Give me a fortitude save.
Fortitude save. Not great. Not great. But he does have pretty good fort, so it's going to be a 23.
Okay, that is a success. So that is... that is 5 points of fire damage.
Okay.
Might have a weakness.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping.
He is a freaking cabinet.
Made of wood.
Doesn't take any damage.
What?
You fucking kidding me?
The fireproof cabinet?
Anybody.
Enjoy the rest of the game.
You packing up?
packing
get
up
out though? Of here. I'm going to beat the traffic.
Good for you.
Yeah. Its hardness reduces any damage.
Oh.
Moving right along.
What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that bullshit?
That's silly. It doesn't make any sense. It's actually world breaking.
Yeah.
It's a magical cabinet.
I'm unimmersed.
I'm not immersed.
Goes to the top of round four. Cabinet's turn. Who can this cabinet see?
You can see Barnes through the window.
Oh. Sure can. Doesn't want to break the windows of its beautiful house.
Oh. I go like this.
Oh my god, he's blowing raspberries at him. He's confident.
He's got his tongue like on the window and he's like, bleh. Faces.
I do like an oh, Billy.
Oh, Billy.
It moves down to the middle of the room and sadly it has to throw at Buggles. This is going to be another poison bottle. That is a dirty 20.
Yeah, that's a hit.
It is going to be 10 points of bludgeoning damage and then I need a fortitude save.
Fail.
How much?
15.
15, okay. That's very important. That's a regular fail, so here's what's going to happen. It's going to be... nerve poison. So you're clumsy one, and you take until the end of your next turn, and then you take another 9 points of poison damage. So it's just like... It's racking your nerves, and then it fires off another poison bottle, and that's another hit with a 25.
Yep.
All right, so this is going to be big old bludgeoning to the tune of 11 points of bludgeoning.
I'm down.
Oh
shit!
And now the fortitude save. all this damage happened at once.
Does Christ. It? Is that how it says?
That is...
No, it's two separate instances.
16.
16, okay, not a critical failure, but now you get hit by a weakening poison. You're enfeebled one, and you take another 10 points. The poison damage, which for you just means you go to dying two. But holy shit, enfeebled, you take a status penalty to your strength-based rules.
Doesn't really affect me.
Doesn't affect you, yeah. Okay, not too bad, but you are now dying two. Oh boy. Now, good news for you guys is that it has moved into the middle of the room so that, you know, you all have a chance to hit it depending on where you put yourself. It was kind of hiding in the northern portion of the room, but this hardness is making it very difficult for you to do damage. You've got to do damage above and beyond it.
I really thought, like, if I could just start unleashing fire on it, that would...
Yeah.
And this... Sorry, I'll stop complaining.
New Year's rest. The unspoken New Year's rest. See, this was working here, this sort of hit and run tactic, but at a certain point, maybe you got to move in and close on it and start really pounding, because Buggles might die. If Buggles rolls natural two.
We can't pound. There's no real difference to what where we're pounding.
If we were all in the room, it'd be the same.
The only difference is we have to stay out of its sight.
Maybe.
We all attacked it every round.
Yeah. Well, let's see what you're going to do. Buggles is near death. I'll roll away from dying. He does have a ball cap, though. It's Zephyr's turn.
Zephyr takes out her longbow.
First action.
Gets into monastic archer stance. Maybe she's a little not used to it after fighting with her fist for so long, but she gets right back into it.
Yep.
And tries to do a flurry of blows on the cabinet with the longbow.
Riding a bike!
Question, how long does the stupefied last for this thing?
Stupefied lasts till the end of your turn.
Okay, so I don't have it anymore. Because I did a full turn.
Did a full turn, stupefied? Okay, cool.
Flurry of Blows is actually a really great option here because you can combine your damage, which is...
Yes.
Oh, yes, hard. Through the it combines. DR, yeah. Hardness.
But hell you have to hit both turns.
That's true.
That is...
With your bow.
That's the hurdle.
24 for the first one.
Hit.
Nice. Second one. Second one misses. So fortitude save, please.
Fortitude save, you got it.
Oh, that's right. I've got a striking rune on this.
Ooh, 21 on the fortitude save.
Just missed. Got it.
Okay.
So 10 points of piercing damage.
0 points of damage.
Damn.
Hardness 10.
Hardness 10?
Ugh. 0 points of damage.
She's just going to die. And that's fine.
Okay, that was all I got. But yeah, she like knows that first arrow was good, and it just like didn't seem to do anything.
Stuck into the cabinet, and
yeah,
bounced off.
You know what's too bad is that you didn't get your knowledge check off.
I know.
Yeah,
just to know something.
I thought about that.
If there's anything at all that would like give us an advantage,
it would have been I rolled very poorly.
Yep. All right, Zephyr, anything else?
Nope.
Three actions. Barnes.
Barnes will glint the mirror and appear inside the room next to the cabinet.
Okay.
You will swing with the kukri. It was a natural 20 that it rolled off to a 23 to hit.
It's less.
Bless.
That's what I'm checking. Bless is on 23.
We're all screaming.
Miss.
Five.
AC 24.
Yeah.
AC 24. So, okay. You know, the other thing is just like, we just need to roll natural 20s.
Yeah, that's
like, if we crit, we'll crush the hardness.
Yeah.
But you have to crit.
Okay, the Barnes outside will take a step to his right, and the Barnes inside will disappear.
Okay, step to the right, Barnes inside. Chomp. Gikmak.
Gik continues the healing him. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, and I healed 4 points on my turn. Yeah.
Still have the fast healing 4. That'll be the last round that I do that.
Yeah, that was huge.
And then... Two action, John, you hear her lute on her back as one of the strings just like snaps off, and she holds her hand up and then whips the string at the creature, and I cast Livewire. Ooh. I conjure a length of sharp copper filament humming with electrical current that strikes out at my foe.
You have an electric lute?
Yeah, it's electrified. I created the electric guitar.
Geek went electric.
So I'm going to make an attack roll. What to use?
Okay, I'm going
to
give it a little AC bonus because you are doing that through Buggles, unless you want
Buggles.
I'm dying. I'm sorry. Then you're good.
Let him die in peace.
What is it called again?
It is called Live Wire.
Live Wire from Player Core 2.
All right, let's do this.
Maybe I'm a real live wire.
Live Wire. That's going to be with Bless 24.
That's a hit.
That's a 24 with Bless. Is a 1.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I thought for a second Bless was 2, so I was going to say 25.
Okay.
24.
That's a hit.
Okay. So that's going to
be convenient. They turn after you find out what the AC is.
You rolled math exactly the AC.
Yes.
I almost said 34. you're lucky I didn't say 34.
So I got to roll. It's just a regular success. So I take.
Hold on. Regular success. So you take full damage.
Yep.
So
2d4.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't think it can do anything.
So you take 7 slashing and then.
Mm. Do those happen as two separate instances 11. Of damage?
Fully 11, because 2d4 is electricity damage and 2d4 is slashing damage. So together is 11.
It's just 1d4.
What?
Did you heighten it?
Yes.
It's heightened, so it's 2d4.
It's 2d4 slashing and 2d4 electricity damage.
Doesn't heighten until level 3. There is no level 2 of live wire, right?
Is it a focus spell?
It is.
It's a cantrip. It's heightened plus 2, which
it's
means.
Heightened level 2.
Every other level is when it gets its bonus, so it'll get it goes up 2 die at level 3, and
it's
then at level 5.
It's telling me it's 2d4 and 2d4.
Oh.
This says the slashing damage, initial electricity damage, and persistent electricity on a crit each increase by 1d4.
It's telling me my primal cantrip heightened to level 2. Live wire.
Yeah, cantrips are automatically.
Is that,
the
is heightened, that wrong?
No, I know it's automatically.
The heightened condition says that the damage only goes up on a crit.
The slashing damage, initial electricity damage, persistent electricity damage on a critical hit each increased by 1d4.
It's the item in the list is persistent electricity damage on a critical hit. That's the whole item.
Yeah, persistent is
electricity
the
on a critical hit. Okay. All right, so now here's the question is, do those damages happen together or separately? Because if it's
one attack, I think
it says the wire deals 2d4 slashing damage and 2d4 electricity damage.
Okay. So all together.
Yeah.
And you said you rolled 11 total?
Total.
All right.
So 1.
1 point of damage. Okay. All right.
Fighting really hard to not get 1 point of damage.
I know. My God.
Well, it's more about getting this right for the future. Yeah.
Totally. And
I just don't understand why it doesn't say heightened plus 1, add 1d4. You know, that's what, like, don't all these cantrips always say that? I just don't understand why it doesn't say that. Oh. But yeah.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
I'm not a player, so I couldn't tell you about heightened.
I know that it's heightened to level 2, so it says 2d4 and 2d4.
Yeah, I just thought that it got its bonus at level 3, but
gotcha.
I think I'm wrong.
Okay. Brother Ramius, be right about something.
Can you roll knowledge on this?
I think I am, yeah. I think I'm going to, in this round, where...
Arcana?
It's Arcana?
Arcana?
It's Arcana?
Arcana Asylum?
Pretty sure it's Arcana Asylum, yeah. God. What are you thinking? Talk it through.
I'm tortured about bringing Buggles up or just stabilizing him.
Just
always him. Run into this problem. He's still.
If there's anything
he
else.
He is the most direct target. So if I bring him up and I don't roll that well,
I wouldn't could worry. I wouldn't worry about bringing me up. Well, the one thing.
He
I
goes
mean,
before the creature, so you get up and out of the way.
I'm now the new target, also, because I'm standing right behind Buggles.
Yeah, I know.
I don't. There's really nothing I can do. Because I'm not going to be able to.
That's
nothing I can do, like, does any damage.
I don't think
it,
you can do anything.
Yeah.
So.
Just let me die.
Just leave me
die, please.
I mean, because I'll probably stabilize and then.
No. I'm going to definitely stabilize you. I just feel like.
You have your bottle cap.
I feel like stabilizing you is better than bringing you back up right now.
For sure.
Unless we're desperate. We just need Barnes to just keep chipping away at this thing. So, yeah, I will. Ramius will stabilize Buggles. Buggles, no! And he'll stabilize you. And then I will attempt to recall knowledge. Now, the problem is I probably can't. I probably can't. Because, you know, you have to be trained in the skill. And I imagine this is like arcana.
What do you have?
Religion.
A lore?
Nature.
I could do an arcana check on my turn.
Do you have crafting?
No. Shame. I don't have crafting. I don't have arcana. And I don't have... any lore, any relevant lore. I have genealogy lore.
You're really ill-equipped to help in this combat.
Yeah, yeah, I just wish... Of course I wish I had healed Buggles earlier.
I think we all wish that.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have bought me a round at best. It's...
Right, and I just felt like the spirit damage would go through.
I thought surprised.
Like a really good option.
I'm surprised the fire didn't go through.
Yeah. Okay. I will...
Oh, what about your deviant ability?
Yeah, it's, you know, mostly useless. Because it's a grab. It's just a grab.
Oh, you don't have the thing I have.
No, I don't have the... Well, you have energy beams?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have that, sadly. All right, so... I guess I will aid Zephyr with my final action by attempting to distract the creature just before she goes. Draw its attention for a moment.
Okay. Very cool. Moving right along. Buggles will move in the initiative order, which happens to be right now at the top of round 5. So Buggles, I need a death save.
He's stable.
I'm stable.
You're stable. Okay. So that's the end of your
stable
turn.
Stable and wounded one.
Stable, wounded. Wounded one.
The cabinet's turn. And of course, Gick called it. Gick is standing right there. Ready. Do you need a potion, Gick? Here's one.
Not thirsty. I don't need it.
I'm a little fire, Scarecrow.
I'm a little fire, Scarecrow.
I'm full. No, thank you.
19 to hit.
Miss.
Misses with the 19. Throws a second one. Misses with the second one.
Wow. Gick is
She's
charmed.
So small.
No, thank you.
And I'm going to shoot the moon on the third one here.
Oh, natural don't one. You dare. Don't you dare.
Natural one.
Out of the box.
Natural.
19 out of the box, by the way. Not going to count it.
What are you doing over there?
Not going to count it.
As you shouldn't.
Ooh. Miss. potion. Miss.
Doing a jig on the ground.
Great little opening here. Can you take advantage of it? Zephyr.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Zephyr.
Right, attempting an aid here to create a distraction. A 17, so that'll be a success.
A plus one.
And so plus one.
All right, so her hand wraps.
Wait. Do you have to, and you, does she have to use it on the next attack?
I am going to use it.
You should help, you should aid the second attack.
My aid is set up to her attack. You know what I mean?
Can she She's choose? Two.
Okay, whatever. Yep, sure.
It's not for both of them?
Doesn't matter. Go ahead.
I don't know. Yeah. So you see her hand wraps start to glow, and I'm going to use my last focus point right now to do interrupt people again with the flurry of blows on the bow. So hopefully this extra damage will happen. Let's go. Oh, the first one is not going to hit. Second one, not going to hit. Natural 5 each time.
I rolled some of those.
Cool. So those just miss. Trying to think, because like, I don't have the knowledge either that would be required for this. Yeah, no, I'm just trying to think of what else I can do. That was one action.
You could aid me? Or have you aided me already? You did aid me.
I don't remember, but... yeah, I don't... I mean, I guess I'll cast Guidance on Gick, because that'll give you a save benefit. Yeah.
Or your knowledge check.
Yeah, my knowledge.
Or the knowledge check.
Yeah, or your knowledge check.
Yeah.
And how much was that? That was one. And for my last one, can I just do a flavor, any knowledge check, occultism? Does that apply?
No, but you can try it. You can always try, right? Like, it'll just be a higher DC to try and unlock occult knowledge. It's not the worst. It's better than religion.
Is perception better?
It's better than religion.
Or do you think occult?
No. You want to roll a lore to try and... Perception is just going to... What do I see?
I'll try to roll an occult. Like, she's just trying to figure out how to help here. Natural 20.
Oh, oh,
tell me.
Go.
Tell me about
What's
this
the
cabinet. With the... I don't have any pluses to that. 27.
Okay, so you do have pluses. You have seven. Plus seven.
Well, I mean the extra.
All right, so it has construct armor.
Yeah.
All right, so it's immune, immune to bleed, death effects, disease, doom, drain, fatigue, healing, mental, non-lethal attacks, paralyzed, poison, sickened, spirit, unconsciousness, vitality, and void damage.
Damn.
Okay. Until you crit it or get it past half of its hit points, it just is eating 10 points of damage every single time.
Okay. Right.
But if we hit it once.
If you crit it once,
the window shatters.
We break that.
Construct armor is one of the coolest things.
If you get it below half, the hardness goes away.
Right. So the way you're chipping away, once you get to the halfway point, it'll break, or a single crit.
I forgot about that. See, that was the frustrating thing. I was just like, we're going to be here all night.
So I let you guys know that.
I didn't want to say it. I knew it would snowball if we could just get it.
Like, I see my arrows missing and us not doing damage, but I'm like, if we just get it down to a certain amount, we'll get rid of this armor it has.
Okay.
Now, I could be wrong about the fire damage bypassing hardness, but the way I read it here is this: the hardness reduces any damage.
Yeah.
And I've dug through, but it could be something wrong in the.
Like 1E, that was a thing.
Magical and shit bypassed it, yeah. But here it says any damage. I thought there could be a more specific rule buried in the text that I just don't have, so I'm moving as if it doesn't affect it.
Awesome. Well, that was helpful.
Yeah very
that
helpful.
That was extremely helpful.
Yep. Right. Yeah. Natural 20 on a bow would have been even better.
You know what?
Would have broken the armor.
Or a single attack.
Would have been a miss.
By any of it.
But it would have resulted in a regular hit, not even a crit. So don't beat yourself up too much.
I'm not. I
think you should beat your...
Because it's probably a minus.
I think I did.
Yourself up.
She I think I did a good job.
With a natural attack.
You should be very proud of
I think he was the same. She had rolled the natural
attack. Your attack.
Oh, on the earlier.
Okay. I can't believe you guys are trying to bring me down.
I'm not. I'm trying to say, don't worry about... You should have done the knowledge check. Yeah. That was the correct.
In their
you
defense,
did the right thing.
I'm trying to
the most helpful thing anyone's done.
What's your name?
Me, personally?
No.
Barnes?
It's your turn.
Okay. It's your turn.
Same turn. Put the mirror up here in the room. Swing. Get out.
Natural 20. Come on now.
Get him.
Break that hardness, dude.
Get him.
Not a natural 20, but it's going to be a hit with a 28.
That is a hit.
Nice.
Palpably, yeah.
There you go.
I can always, maybe I'll bring it below half.
Do more than 10 points of damage.
Okay. 19 points of damage.
Hey, that's pretty good.
That's more than 10.
Solid.
All right, so 9 of that is going to go through.
Nice.
And then I'll 5-foot step, and the inside one will disappear.
And there you go. Still looking pretty strong there. Gick Mock.
Gick is going to, again.
Lucky little half gnome.
She's lucky. You want to be half gnome?
Half gnome?
Half gnome.
I'm half gnome.
Just the good half, as my mother would say.
So much going against you, Sydney, because I don't like halflings, gnomes, or bards. So it's like three things that you're just like.
And I'm not and a halfling.
He prefers human fighters.
But yes, he hates playing humans.
I hate playing humans, but halflings and gnomes, what are we doing here?
Oh my gosh. All right, I'm going to do.
What do you like?
What do you like?
Elves, dwarves. Do you even like elves or dwarves?
They're all right, yeah.
Wow. I don't like anybody.
I'll take an elf or a dwarf or a tiny little
goblin.
Goofball.
I think him not hating something says a lot.
Goblin?
Yeah.
That's how he likes things.
Goblin? Right. No, but I enjoy Skid's goblin.
Goblins.
I actually. Hate goblins, and that's I've gone on record to say that.
Fascinating.
Why do you play Pathfinder?
Skids like rubble steel skate. You can turn anything into gold.
Seriously, why do you play Pathfinder?
Yeah, like so when they're like, they should play Weeby Goblins. I'm like, I'd rather kill myself. That sounds awful. That's not my cup of tea.
I'm gonna do. There's not many things I can do against this type of creature to do max types of damage.
Is this the pep talk you give to the group?
Yeah.
Just standing there?
Listen, everybody.
We lower your expectations.
I'm not
very
that
inspirational
good at this, but I'm gonna do my best. Yeah, and I'm gonna do live wire again.
Live wire.
Okay.
Live wire. The natural one.
Oh God.
Let's have some fun.
You're the new Joe O'Brien.
Oh my God.
We're all the new Joe O'Brien. That's true.
It's like V for Vendetta.
I'll
put on a Joe mask.
My life. We put on a Joe.
I'm Joe O'Brien.
We become anarchists by just rolling ones all the time, ruining the show.
Oh.
Joe, stop.
Is it like you permanently lose a limb and can never have it regrow?
Sonia? From Kingston.
I swear.
Jamaica?
Ontario.
Oh.
Canada. We've been on a Canada run lately.
Canada,
is that outside Toronto?
I have no idea. This one is titled
Out of the King.
2E is confusing.
That's true.
Yes.
You didn't read your spell description ahead of time and have forgotten how many actions it takes to cast. You can only take one action each turn for the next 1d3 rounds.
Oh my god.
You desperately try to figure out the rules of your spell.
Oh.
On a successful will save, you reduce this to one round. A critical success, no effect.
Oh, okay.
Against the target's
AC. You get a will save against the target's AC.
All right, what's my will? It's not too shabby. All right, let's see. That's going to be an 18.
It's just a regular fail. Okay. So 1d3?
1d3 rounds.
Two rounds. One action.
Okay.
Slow signal.
Slowed two rounds.
This isn't the worst thing.
No, yeah,
there wasn't a ton you could do.
Well, it's
anyway.
Pretty bad because she was sustaining that thing.
She can still do that.
No, it's out of it's over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that just
that
ended.
Yeah.
What could get
so you're
tricky?
Still down?
Yeah.
Oh wait. So okay. So here's my question: can I still? I was going to move on my turn, or did I lose that now because of this?
How many actions did you take?
This was a two, John.
Yeah.
Spell. Could I use my third action to move? I was going to do that.
Yeah.
This is pure GM field.
Yeah, I'm going to say finish your turn the next two rounds.
Okay.
She already broke the rule.
Yeah, you've already broken the mold. If you'd only used one action, I'd be like, let's call it here for this round, but you've used two, so.
So the spell failed.
I want to get the full use out of the...
Yeah.
The spell failed. She goes to like reach for Buggles, but knows that like she can't really do anything, so she's just going to move...
He's all right, Kik. I've got him.
Are you sure?
I've got him.
Okay.
Get out of the way.
Okay. And she runs over to the
side.
Should've
got a better place.
I've never had to do nothing like this. Sorry. And she just stands there kind of breathing heavy. And she's never had to deal with this.
You're doing well.
Okay.
Stay behind me.
All right.
Oh, wait. You're completely across the battlefield.
Oh, come the other
never
way.
Mind.
No. I wasn't looking at the map. I was just picturing you running behind Barnes and I.
All right. It's Brother Raimi's turn. Remove.
Remu? What you gonna do, brother Remu?
What you gonna do when they come for Remu?
He will just heal Zephyr.
I'm down less than 10. I'm only down 8.
He will.
I'll take it, but...
Heal Zephyr.
Okay.
With a level 1 heal. So 15 points of healing.
Thank you.
And then he will just continue to attempt. He will attempt to aid Barnes in his attack.
Goes to the next round. Buggles, you're still unconscious but stable?
Yes.
Okay. I should just remove the dying 2 condition from you. Just unconch. All right, so then it's the creature's turn, the apothecary's cabinet. He is going to slide down and fire at Gik Muk.
What?
No one else was in range. Okay. That is going to be a 22 to hit.
Okay. That is going to hit. I'm going to do my unexpected shift.
Okay.
I'm going to try it.
Laddie Flapjack.
Laddie
McFlu.
Laddie McFlu. Nat 20.
Oh!
There you go. Yeah.
Useless.
Right. So what happens?
On a success, you gain resistance to all damage equal to your level, and you gain a +2 circumvent saving throws against the effect.
Which is important, because it's huge. Important.
Yeah.
What's the plus? The plus?
Plus 2.
6.
Stop.
+2
so resistance 4, and then...
Yeah, and I gain dazzled for one round. Do I move, though? I'm just trying to check. Do I move out of
you
the
You shimmer out of existence,
and then I come
right
back
in.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so...
I gain resistance to all damage equal to my level. So,
it's 4.
Four.
To all damage. Yeah, resistance 4. All right, so let's start with the bludgeoning damage. First, you're going to take 8 points of bludgeoning, so only 4 points of bludgeoning. Cool. Now give me a fortitude save with a +2 because of this fiat.
I roll this one again. This one was a good one.
Yeah.
Kind of. That's going to be a... 15 plus 2, so 17.
17. All right, so just a regular failure. That is going to be the noxious poison. You are sickened 1 until the end of your turn, as well as dazzled, and you take 9 points of damage, poison damage, which is really going to be 5.
Okay.
And it does the same thing again, throws another one at you, but very low chance to hit. I mean, it's not like I'm going to roll a natural 9. That is an 18, but you're dazzled and sickened.
Okay, hold on. Let me add those. What does that take?
Dazzled won't affect your AC.
Sickened will.
Sickened just brings it down 1.
1, so no, it's not a hit.
Okay. What's your AC, 21?
20. You got an 18.
Did I say 18? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, you're good. Okay. So dazzled and sickened, and that's its turn.
And the hymn of healing is done.
And the hymn of healing is done.
And the hymn of healing is done.
Does that also mean he doesn't have any temporary hit points?
I believe those would go away. Let me double check. Hymn of healing. I'll check that. I'll let you know.
Okay.
And great.
First time each round you sustain the spell. So, yeah. So.
Sepha!
Yeah, it lasts for one round. So, yeah.
Is your light in the room still popping in there, Joe?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, because the cabinet moved, I'm going to have to move. So, she moves to the opposite end of this walkway. Okay. Am I out of Bless now? We didn't recenter it.
No, Bless is the green.
Right, but we didn't. Oh, it stays where you were.
It moves with me.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Let me move it then to, where are you down there? Boop. Yeah, you, that would.
Okay, so I'm out, but this is the only place I can really hit it, unless I move off the map.
I mean, you can't move one space closer?
I would have to move one space, no, because then I'm within my volley and I take more negatives. So, this is fine. All right, so she moves. Flurry of blows with the bow.
I'll sustain it next time.
Let's go.
You're due.
20. Just
say 4. 23.
Is there a plus 1 anywhere?
There would be.
There would have been.
Would be if you were just.
There would have been.
But it would have been a minus 2.
But
net
yeah.
minus 1.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a miss.
Tum-tum.
Miss.
Wait a minute. Don't you have a striking rune on this bow?
Yeah.
I have a potency rune and a striking
rune.
This
is insane.
The potency
rune. You just have
rune,
to hit. You'll do the, so yeah. much damage.
No, I did the first time yeah. with 1 and it all did not go. It has hardest 10.
Well, if you hit both, yeah. I mean, you'll do so much.
Oh, as a bat, it's a ton of damage. Yeah.
You know, single creatures. So that didn't work. That was 2 actions. Trying to think who's going next.
I am. I got aid from Brother Amius.
You have aid already.
Attempted
not
aid.
Throw stuff at you, so there's no point in giving you guidance.
What do you do?
I'll aid Gick. Next time?
Mm.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, Gick-aid. Were you there, Gick-aid in 88?
Gick-aid.
Barnes.
So the cabin has moved, but would you say I can see this square that I'm pinging on the map?
Yes.
Great. A second Barnes appears there.
Boop.
I guess I'm technically not flanking it with myself because I'm not threatening outside the window.
Yeah, it's kind of put itself in a weird position there where...
You
yeah.
wouldn't be flanking it.
I'm a flank.
That's the pass through the center of the creature.
Okay, great. All right. Sadly, I'm outside the bless. No, I'm in it.
You're in it.
Yep. Okay,
yeah, it's not going through the wall, but bless doesn't work.
Ugh. Miss. Oh, such a slog.
Put off guard of it.
Wow. Missed by even more as I natural wound on the 8.
Wow.
Nick. Woo! Okay, the barn's outside, takes a 5-foot step.
This
barn's
is fun.
Inside.
Cool time.
This is so fun.
Bit of a slog, but you're playing it safe.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, to keep yourselves up, and so it is a little more grindy in that respect. Yeah. Right now it's kind of a war of attrition here. Gick, what do you got? Anything? You got 1 action.
I have 1 action. I could retch because I'm sickened, but I don't get to do anything else anyway, so I will give...
It's not a bad idea.
Can I aid you on your retch?
No, it's not a good idea, right? Because we know this poison goes away at the end of her turn.
Oh, yeah. Sickened is going to go away.
You know what?
You're right.
I'm just going to move so this thing can't throw another bottle at me.
That's a good idea.
Okay. So 1 action, I'm going to move up to like the direct north corner of this building so it doesn't have line
doesn't have an angle
on me.
No angle.
What's its angle? Okay, so you move. And it's Brother Ramius' turn. You guys gotta be real careful leaving just the body of Buggles there as its only target.
I wish I could help.
Just throwing that out there for people following along at home. This is not a particularly intelligent creature.
Okay. The Ramians will go up and get Buggles.
Just throwing that out there.
And drag him back.
We're Buggles fans.
But he is very weak.
Buggles or Brother Ramius?
Brother Ramius.
Buggles only weighs like 30 pounds.
Yeah,
you have books that are heavier than Buggles.
How, what's your, what did we to say your bulk was? I think your bulk is.
I have, it's, I don't know, it's negligible.
pretty sure.
I don't have any equipment. I'm like,
it's like two or something.
I weigh 35 pounds. It's
somebody told me we were getting that wrong.
I'm sure we were. Sure,
they were saying because we didn't include the weight of the person. It's not just what you carry. It's like your weight included. And I think they were saying we didn't include that or something, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. But he doesn't really have anything. Anyway, I'm going to attempt to drag Buggles out of the line of sight of this thing.
Okay. So first action, move up. Second action, grab Buggles. Third action, say move half speed.
Move half speed. So I'll drag him back 10 feet. Okay. And I want to put him in such a way that, like...
That it's funny?
No, that I'm between...
That, like my face in somebody's butt or something.
pull his pants.
Just put
down.
His butt up
just,
in the air.
I always do that in video games.
Just put his hand in some warm water.
Yeah.
So, Troy, I want to move him. You know what? Just move him 10 feet down, but put me.
Like that?
Yeah. Put me on the other side of him.
Yeah. You are there, right?
No, like on the other side, so that I'm between.
You pushed him, and you're.
Yeah, I'm essentially like I'm dragging him, but then I'm moving myself around so that I'm between.
Positioning yourself.
I'm putting my back to the creature so that I can protect Buggles from any extraneous shots.
Okay. Well, it would be Buggles' turn at the top of round seven. Instead, it's the cabinet's turn, and the cabinet, sure enough, is going to move up and start firing at Ramius. Let's see if the healer. Here come the crits! 25 to hit.
Thank God. Just trying to dodge crits.
14 points of bludgeoning and give me a fortitude save.
Oof.
14 points of bludgeoning.
Natural 20.
Yes.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
There you go.
North Faldrick.
Unaffected. Natural 20.
Second. Utai. Miss.
Yes. Nice.
Ramius.
Huge.
Wow, what a turn. Wow. Huge. Doesn't take that poison.
Big round.
Huge. Yep.
Big round.
Huge.
Sheffa. Sheffa.
Dang. This cabinet. Well, no, but Brother Ramius moved now, so the Bless moved, and I'm within it. Do I have
a line of sight
to it from here?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Sure. I can see a part of it.
Yeah, it's going to get a bonus to its AC, and you've already been struggling to hit it. So,
yeah, so
just throwing that out there.
I'm actually going to move then. I'm going to move.
I'm sorry. She would not take a penalty from that spot.
No?
If she moves
from the center of your square to the center of the square the creature's in, it doesn't pass any obstacles.
No, but like when I click on her, I just see a sliver of her line of sight. It less than half the creature is exposed based on
that doesn't matter
sight lines.
Right?
Yeah, you can only see half the creature, less than half the creature from that position. If you step down, no penalty.
Yeah,
step down 10 feet.
I want to step down 10 feet, but also back 5 feet, so I'm like off not in my
space.
Volley.
Yeah, you're back there.
And
see nothing.
I'm still, I'll still be within the Bless. So, all right. Flurry of blows.
All right. Okay.
Come on.
Natural 20. Gotta get it.
Let's go.
No. 23. It's a 23 for the first one.
Wait,
I rolled a natural 11. I have a plus 11.
What was your roll last time?
Plus one.
Yeah.
You
got bottle caps, don't you?
Yeah, but it's just like I'm already rolling at 11. It's like I'm rolling a 2 or 3.
Right.
Oh, my God, my precious dice. This is out of the box, and I messed with it.
So then you got to roll it.
Roll it in the box. Was it a good roll?
No. Okay. And also this one wasn't.
God's spoken.
Doesn't
my
matter.
God.
Kate has low-key the worst dice luck on the entire network.
It's really... Okay, I rolled a natural 11 and a natural 8, and it's just kind of like... When we hit these one... creature fights and their AC is so high and they don't it's just like I'm not gonna do help. No one's gonna do any damage. So
it's just crazy.
It's not crazy high. Because I mean I think you and I can probably hit it on a 13 or above.
Yeah.
Right? With the Bless.
Yeah, that's not insane. You just don't roll that number.
Yeah.
Well, I do, just not when I'm rolling to hit. I just rolled one for like a knowledge check.
Right.
Like,
another thing you'll know is like if you get rid of that construct armor, its AC drops as well.
Yeah.
So like you'll do full damage and it's easier to hit.
It snowballs down. Yeah.
I'm just going to try it again.
Yeah, please.
One more time.
I have to go to the bathroom so badly.
Yeah, you got this.
Please.
No,
do something.
Miss, Barnes.
Lie if you have to.
Same turn. Glint, appear, swing.
Glint.
Was anyone aiding me? I don't think so. Same roll. Natural 4.
Dick luck.
No one believed in me.
I have one action.
I moved you to the 5 feet to the left.
Thank you.
I'm going to give guidance to Zephyr.
Ramius.
And you haven't done that yet, right? This nope. This combat.
Ramius.
Ramius is going to continue to push to carry Buggles away.
Okay.
So move him another 10 feet and then another 10 feet till we're both behind Barnes.
Okay.
And so that'll be two actions. And then last action, he'll aid Barnes.
Attempt aid to, anyway. Barnes. Okay. You have an aid. Oh, it doesn't matter. It's not curtains. Okay. Right. It's Cabinet's turn. All right. So Cabinet, Zephyr's a little far. Zephyr, you're actually another 5 feet back, right? You're 30 feet away. Back. All right. So it's going to take a penalty here, but it's going to start flinging at you. That is going to be a really good roll, but with a minus two, it's a 28 to hit.
Not a crit.
Okay, you're going to take, to start, 8 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
And then I need a fortitude save.
And I get a plus one from the guidance.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Fortitude, oh, that's a 16.
16, it's a failure. You will take a weakening poison. You are enfeebled one. Until the end of your next turn.
Ugh.
And you will take another 8 points of poison damage.
Okay.
It has two more attacks. This one also with a minus two. Very, very low chance to hit. But I feel like my dice luck is going to start turning around. Not on that roll. I'm going to take a third attack here. I'm going for the crit. And not a crit. But 18 total.
Miss.
All right. So one hits, does significant damage, and then a miss and a miss. And now it's your turn, Zeph.
So now I'm out of bless again.
Yes.
But
so sorry.
Yeah, bow has the striking rune. So
yes.
Flurry of blows.
Come on.
With the bow.
Action Kate.
Kate!
Yes.
Second time. I was just trying.
Start making up numbers, man. I gotta fucking pee.
Miss.
Come on. Do something.
Yep. Miss.
I swear to God, man.
I'm going to move.
Anybody. Natural 15 or higher. Anyone?
I'm going to move.
Okay.
Just like, I don't know, here maybe? Because I feel like it'll take a penalty. It can't see me fully.
Okay.
And I don't have anything else to do. I've aided everyone. Guidanced. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and I don't think bringing Buggles back does anything, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to do more than 10 points damage, so you could roll a crit. At least it's a chance.
Yeah, I can't.
I would argue it would be helpful. And if a crit just takes up the armor, then we want as many attacks on us.
I agree.
So, yeah, I agree. Bring him back, Mr.
At this point, I've probably run 10,000 hours worth of bath time. Right? At least, maybe
you've
less.
You've hit your Malcolm Gladwell threshold.
I've hit my Gladwell threshold.
I mean, there is a way to quantify this. We have released most of the Pathfinder.
Yeah, someone could do the math, right? But every episode was a different length. And then GM...
You put a lot on your free time. That's not like...
Right.
Yeah, and then...
Yeah, there was previous...
All of Jade Region.
All of Jade Region. And other games as well. And I've been sitting here for the last half hour knowing that this is how this was going to go. You know what I mean? Like, sure, a crit changes things considerably, but this sucks.
Yeah.
I was like, where are you going with this?
This is fucking awful, right? And so, like,
finally, we said it.
Yeah.
We all agree.
I think it's important to say that, like, I think there are people that have problems with the adventure. I'm not talking about the adventure. I'm not talking about Pathfinder 2E as a whole. Although this problem comes up over and over again, part of me thinks like, okay, another thing I've been spending the last half hour on is like, how can I fucking make this interesting? Because here's the thing. Here's the elephant in the room, the unspoken thing. There's no payoff here, right? Like, I can create a payoff. You go in and there's a magical bard fucking guitar. Okay, then you made it worthwhile. Like, I've done shit like that because you work so hard. At least... The payoff is not that great.
An antidote.
Not to mention, you can go back to the camp and get an antidote for the Smiling Wolves.
Yeah. The antidote just gives her a bonus to the save.
Right!
Oh my God, I didn't even know that.
What?
We're leaving. Pack it up.
But here's the other thing.
It's like, I don't want to do this for another half hour.
But here's the thing. It's a weird room. It's a weird-sized creature. I think our strategy of hopping in range, shooting, getting out of the way, and just waiting for that natural 20 or chipping down is the only way to do it.
Right.
It's the fact that we're doing a show.
Like, we could make it more interesting, but the only way we would do that is to unnecessarily put our characters in danger.
Right, and I can fast forward and say, okay, you know what? So your strategy is proved, and this they say this all the time. It's like, when you know you have the fight in hand, you'd be like, all right, hand waving.
Yeah.
But the thing is, there's still this opening for this thing to fuck you up. It's already taken Buggles down. If I had hit you or if I hit Zephyr or Gick a couple more times, they're down.
Well, now Ramius had a crit.
Yeah, but now well, we
now Ramius has to go up there and heal, and Ramius is a target. If Ramius goes down, now all of a sudden it's just Bart. So like, there's still
now
a threat.
We've accounted for that, and I think now no one's going to get hit for the rest of this combat.
Yeah, because what we're saying
is move in, shoot, move out.
Yeah, Ramius and Gick, for instance, have crossbows. So we can just step in, shoot our crossbow, step out. Granted, we're not going to hit and do damage with the crossbow unless we roll a natural 20. So we're just waiting.
Then we break the armor.
To roll an
We're waiting for me to hit on both of my arrows or for...
Me to roll natural 20.
Yeah.
And I also, and this is a terrible thing for a GM to say, but it's honest, and that's why I want to say it. I don't fucking care. Encounter. It doesn't matter.
So we want to
have a big win.
What are we doing here?
This is sort of a pointless side quest.
Yeah.
That is not really directly tied to the plot or anything.
You know, we talked about
if someone had a personal grudge against this cabinet from their childhood, then you know we could justify like hanging out here and doing this. But it's like,
there's a world right where you come into this square from the south. Okay, and you see the elf and two of her companions sleeping in the bedrolls, and you go over there. They wake up, and that fight starts. Maybe you don't even alert the other three guys, and you go into this middle building and you fight the apothecary cabinet. Then you're all weakened by the time you get to fight the other guys who see you through the window when you go to get Daniji. So
are you saying we were almost too good?
No, I'm just saying that like this way of doing it, like where you've already beaten all the other relevant combatants in this area. It's just like, who fucking cares? The treasure in here sucks. Like, it doesn't.
So why not just hand wave it?
Yeah,
so you get the antidote.
I'm going out. To hand wave it.
Could I say just... like like you're saying, like this method will prevent any of us really from getting hit. It'll just take forever. So it's just like you after you spend like a few minutes just like flashing in and out of here, and you eventually like you wear it down and you destroy it and you can walk in and like
so anticlimactic and so shitty.
That's how some
it's like,
fights
what are we doing?
Are.
But you've just promised that there's no climax anyway.
Yeah. There's nothing, right? Like, so might as well just rip the band-aid off now.
Yeah. Unless, story-wise,
it makes sense though. It's story-wise how some fights are. Like, we just had someone die, and there's no reason for us to like risk
your lives,
anything.
Yeah.
We would just have like a calm, quote-unquote combat, where it's like you and I are just trying to find the right combination and like the aim.
And you all have bottle caps except Sydney at this point. So like, even if I do a fucking crit to take you to dying two, or you're wounded, so maybe to dying three, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Could a Kool-Aid man out the door? Like, is that something I can do?
No, the thing is, like, I thought about it like...
Crashing
through the window, but like, it has a negative five to its intelligence. It doesn't know... And also, like, its job is to protect the apothecary shop.
Oh,
it's not going to destroy the windows. It knows that its primary objective is to save it. So, you kill it, okay?
Yes!
Dumb fucking encounter.
Sweat and tears.
Oh, man. It just feels good when you work for one.
Yeah,
you know I mean,
and I don't blame the designers or anything like that. It's just
it's a perfect storm.
It's a perfect storm of events.
We talked about this on Cannon Fodder probably multiple times over the years, but definitely I remember many years ago discussing this exact situation. Not this exact situation, obviously, but the situation where you find the party encountering a high AC enemy that poses them no threat but is an obstacle to what they have to get through, and you're just waiting and waiting and waiting for someone to just roll a natural 20 basically around the room, and it gets so boring when the die rolls kill the night.
They just kill
the energy in the room. They kill the fun of the game.
It's also a cabinet. We can't role play with it.
It just
make the cabinet surrender.
I know. It's hard to get like emotionally invested in the outcome of this fight when it's a cabinet.
It's also crazy that it was immune to, obviously, mental. Like, I'm a bard. I can't do much with that. But like fire, spirit, vitality, void.
That's the thing
it was
these, like,
does that go away with the armor goes down?
No, it still has its construct immunities, I believe. It's just its AC drops from 24 to 20. And
that's
like,
helpful.
It had 80 hit points to start with. You've got it down to 54. So you have to do another 14 points of damage for that. Or a single crit in 8 rounds.
If I didn't crit it, max damage for me on the Kukri is 22 points of damage. So right, max damage is 12. So I'd have to hit it twice more.
Right, and you're not going to max damage. So it's like 3 more hits or a Zephyr hit.
Yeah. I mean,
the last time I rolled a natural 20 on this die was on the saving throw for sleep.
I mean, I'll complain about the AP.
I rolled a natural 20 in this up on the poison save. That was huge. Yeah. But that was my rose quartz.
I'll complain about the AP because I don't know the people who wrote it, and I'm sorry. But like these single character encounters, they're always like a little bit too... Not like it's a little bit too hard, but it's a little bit too intense where it's like, why is it immune to everything, including fire? Yeah. We have Buggles here who can like do fire damage. And then I don't.
Oh, yeah. You know,
it's like
what?
Always a step above.
It's not even
above.
That it's immune to fire. It just says hardness 10.
And it applies
fire
to
at least until I do.
It doesn't do us any good.
It's not weak to it in any way, which doesn't make sense because it's a wooden cabinet.
Is the balance there that it goes away so they can beef up the hardness? So it's hardness 10 instead of hardness 5. So the math is a little more even when the. Like, I don't know. I'm not getting excited.
Yeah, I just like.
It did feel like we were knocking our head against the wall. You just run up against it when you feel like there's no imminent danger to the party.
Yeah.
And you're not moving forward. It's like,
boy. Yeah, at best, I'm just like sapping your resources, which is fun. And there's a point to that as well.
But we could also just go rest.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Rest before you try and make your way back to the camp because you might get lost again. Who knows what's going to happen there? It's just, it's very frustrating, and
I don't think there's anything wrong with like hand waving.
No, I think
it's fine to like say like I think
we arrived at the strategy that would defeat it, and are now at no risk of taking any damage.
Right,
it just would take.
Just take.
I mean, the way we're rolling it, we'd be here all night.
Yeah,
that is very interesting. I was worried about the windows. It's just like firing through the windows is the one reason I was saying we shouldn't hand wave it. But when you say that, like. It is like categorically opposed to breaking the windows in the place. And it's like, okay, we'll eventually defeat it.
Yeah, I thought about it early on. It's like, just to mix it up, it like does a drawer attack. But I'm like, I don't think it would do that. Its job is to protect this building. And so
we get the antidote and we march back to the other room.
Is there anything else in
there? Shove it down our throat.
Yeah. Right, so here's your goddamn antidote.
I'm just going to combine all
you
the treasure.
You better roll a save. You better save on this.
We're not giving you any more help.
You get one lesser antidote.
What the fuck?
You get.
Oh
then,
my God! What is inside the cabinet? There better be a striking weapon in there.
No, it's all garbage. And the thing is, I could add as something. Right? I shouldn't say garbage, but it's mainly.
Are there
garbage.
Any healing? Potions?
Excuse me. It's one moderate antidote. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Two eagle eye elixirs.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Two cheetah's elixir, moderate.
Okay.
Love those.
Oh. And then if you would search the bandit camp, let's just say you search the fucking bandit camp. There's a feather token fan, which it's a 15 gold thing item. It allows you to fan it in a given direction. It's like it helps boats. Okay.
Yeah,
which if you're sailing out of here in the little ice rhyme,
that'll
be helpful.
Yeah.
Okay. They don't just give you shit if you're not going to use it later.
Right.
And two bark skin potions.
Cool.
Oh,
that might actually help you.
Yeah. It's a lot of stuff.
All right. So it's a lot of stuff, right? But like.
Nothing. No one big marquee item.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No Maestro's fiddle in there for a little.
No Maestro's fiddle. That broke in the fight.
I opened the cabinet. There's a broken fiddle inside.
No!
Shove it.
In case of fight break glass. Yeah. So that's the end of the fight. Got your potions.
I'm so relieved.
You kill these other people. What are you
I'm
doing?
I'm sorry that we can't roll natural 20s.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
we guide. Well, I guess we'll rest and then we'll guide them out back to they want to leave.
Okay.
We got to administer the antidote.
Administer the antidote.
All right.
So return to her.
Return to her. Okay.
Let's get into an extensive conversation with the raiders.
They're sleeping.
Oh, good.
You guys were gone.
Don't wake them.
They're
finally getting.
You were gone.
They must be so exhausted for trying to kill us.
They were gone 48 seconds. They fell asleep. But she's still on the ground.
And Brother Remus will bring up the moderate antidote, and he'll say, "Easy there," and he'll administer the potion. Take a sip of this.
Okay,
just easy.
And Buggles is huddling outside because the dog is still in there.
Oh,
so he's just sort of like peeking around the door frame. He's afraid to come into the room.
Hello. Okay. How does the dog go away?
Will the dog attack me?
It's like 3 hours.
That's 3 hours.
So if he comes in, he's just really like, stay over there. Like, don't come close to me. Just stay. Like, if you keep its distance. But like right now, it's just like he's going to stay out of the room completely.
I'm not going to roll for the antidote.
You are fired up.
Fuck. What am I saying? Oh, it didn't work.
Yeah.
See you next week.
Wait, will you just... you know, that would be hilarious.
I know.
It's like burnt down.
I was thinking like, I was thinking like, let's not even fucking give it to her.
I almost want
Who is she in this
world? Yeah, I mean, the moderate antidote.
We should keep the antidote. Just bring her back to camp. Be like,
she's... get her back alive in time.
She's sick.
It's worth the risk.
What, she's just loopy for like a day?
Yeah, they said she's not even going to die.
She's having a bad trip.
Yeah. She's not even going to die from it.
We'll just keep her hydrated.
I think she's coming out of it.
And then she pushes herself against the back of the wall. It's like, please don't, please.
No, it's
I don't mean you any harm, please.
We're friends of Sakuachi. Sakuachi has sent us.
Is he okay?
Yes, he's okay. He's back at camp, and we didn't want to expose him to any unnecessary danger.
Oh, and she's like got a hangover, kind of like, oh, fuck.
You're fine. You were poisoned.
Fuck!
And you've just started to come out of it.
Oh, my fucking head.
You hit your head also?
So fucking angry at so many things.
Yes, there is no need.
Ramis, aren't you a doctor? Shouldn't you look at her head?
She'll be fine.
I don't know if you can fix
She's going to take
anger.
Some time to come out of it.
Can we hand wave healing for Brother Ramis to heal all of us, and then we can just get out of here?
You're not spending the night?
You're going to spend the night.
Oh, we're
going to rest and heal.
We'll have time between them.
We almost alienated our whole audience trying to save you.
Oh,
but we'll just rest here.
I'm sure you at least got some amazing story progressing treasure.
we all smile, visibly shaking.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's we
what,
did.
That's what happened.
Real treasure. Just making sure you're okay. Oh.
Okay.
As long as you're okay.
The best part of it is I will be a very important part of the remainder of this adventure.
We're never going to see you
again. So glad you saved me.
What was your name again?
In a way that could have killed one of you.
What was your name again?
I don't know. Danigi. I ran for Luigi. I don't know. Stop.
My backstory doesn't matter.
I'm barely
you
relevant.
Say you were going to rest?
I'm barely relevant. I'm a fetch quest. You found me.
May I introduce you to Turner and Hooch?
Oh, hello. Oh, they're the ones who poisoned me.
Oh, no. They're
yes,
cool
but
now.
They are set to change from their ways.
The River Kingdoms, I believe?
It was yes. They are from Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi?
The River Kingdoms.
How is King Abu this day?
Oh, Abu. It's great.
So
it was a Game of Thrones this season.
You found Sakuachi, so he's safe. What of Anuma and the others?
Anuma is safe as well, but your other companion, it was another.
Ulikuk and
Ulikuk.
Somebody else.
Yes, we believe one of them to be with the hobgoblins,
and one has left the city. So we are still. We are still searching.
Hisoi? Oh no, that's a smiling wolf.
Don't worry though. Sakuachi is safe with a bunch of cannibalistic raiders.
Good. Not cannibals.
Good. It was Uli.
I think better safe than
Uli Cook and Pamak.
Yes,
Pamak.
Uli Cook and Pamak, yes.
They're still missing.
Still missing. And can you by chance, you are a hunter, yes?
Yes.
Can you handle yourself in a fight?
You came with us
to the Obsidian Oath? Obsidian Oath?
If we came with us to their camp, we could find
one of your other friends.
I need to see Sakuachi and Anuma and talk with them and see, take counsel from them. I may be the muscle of that group, but I'm hardly that helpful.
I'm shocked.
Yes.
We will, though.
It is written that we're not to help out in the actual adventure. Yes. Especially for an adventure.
Son of a bitch.
Built for 4 PCs and there's 5 of you.
Why are we rescuing them?
we just leave her.
We should just leave this town.
Just bring me back as if I'm a bottle that you found.
Good luck.
You need to find 4 bottles, you pour them in a treasure chest. You win the adventure.
You win the adventure.
I found the Danigi bottle. Bring me
40 points.
Don't drink me.
Well, Danigi, I see that you're not interested in role playing.
Yes.
I think that we should get you back to Sakuachi as soon as possible.
Yes.
Perhaps we rest here for a day. We travel best at night, so as the sun rises, we should rest. And
yes, I could help with the navigation. I think. I don't know. I wish Sakawachi was here.
He's not very helpful either.
He's with the cannibals.
Oh, well, then maybe I will be used. I trust you to take us back. What are you doing with them?
Turner and Hooch are going to follow us as well.
Back to the camp?
Well, until we get out of the immediate city.
No, you can't bring them back to Smiling Wolves.
They're very dangerous. They're duplicitous. They made me feel as if they were welcoming me in, and then the last thing I remember is they gave me a drink, and I...
Well, what should we do then?
Very well, we'll murder them.
No, I'm not saying we murder them, but...
Will the Smiling Wolves murder them?
Absolutely. Mats will immediately kill them on sight. I'm just saying, if you take them back to camp, they're dead.
Right, but we agreed to lead them out of the city, so...
So we can't be in two places at once, is what I'm saying. Are we taking...
Barnes can.
Danigi, Danuji.
I actually can.
Danigi rhymes with Luigi. I'm Danigi.
Danigi.
Yes.
Danigi. Are we taking Danigi back to the Smiling Wolves camp to meet Sakawachi, or are we going to the edge of the city?
Well, Smiling Wolves camp is in the city, so we could feasibly say, now, just follow the stars, and here's how you do it, and we can show them our way of navigating.
Could we leave you alone?
So perhaps you shouldn't bring them back to the camp. They would certainly annihilate them.
I also can't return to the camp until I find Hisoi and bring him back. That's the whole reason why I was allowed to leave, to go with y'all.
Very well. Barnes will take his kukri and just start stalking Turner and Hooch.
Whoa. What are you doing? They're asleep.
You said this was the only solution.
No, I said we could lead them to the...
I think he's right. Kill them.
What?
What's to say they won't come and find us? Maybe there's others.
What's the difference between y'all and them, then?
Barnes, don't watch. Please.
I'm just joking.
Barnes, relax.
It's a hilarious joke.
Sorry, maybe I'm just still high. I fear for my life. I trust you. If you are friends of Sakawachi, whatever you decide to do, I will go with.
And why don't you come with us?
Where?
To the Obsidian Oath camp.
I can. Was that...
We believe one of your companions may be there.
Okay. Don't worry, we won't make you get involved in the combat.
All right. If anything happens to me, Sakawachi and Numa will never recover. I hope that Ulikuk and Parmak are okay as well, and this group of mercenaries, they're safe there in that camp?
This group of mercenaries, they're safe there in the... Oh, you mean Sakawachi?
Yes.
We believe so. They seem to be... She is of their clan.
Yeah.
You don't want to return me there first. You want to go take out these...
We should probably...
Whatever you want.
It's just unnecessary travel. We can get lost.
Let me pitch something here.
Yes.
So while this discussion is happening, Buggles is like trembling, like outside the building, like because of Chami, because of the dog. And he just won't go in. And so this like state of heightened fear, in the state of heightened fear, the Kuulukan takes the four. Sort of takes over while this discussion is happening. So the Kuulukan like has no fear of the dog, and so he comes inside, and he hears like probably no one is even noticing that this is happening. Everyone's so intent with this discussion. The Kuulukan goes over to the prisoners and just rips out one of their throats with his teeth.
And we'll say that Chami instinctively following the instincts of his master does the same.
I think even like he tells the dog like to do the same.
In an instant, Buggles and Chami are at the throats of Turner and Hooch.
Buggles! Buggles!
And you see them just both Buggles! Ripping out the larynx. They start screaming, and their screams are choked with blood as they bleed out. And all of you just stare at the carnage. And we'll see you next week.
Buggles, holy shit.
We haven't seen you do this yet.
The hell?
Way more interesting than that cabin fight.
Thank God.
Uh.
It's time to make your membership official. Start your 30-day free trial today and become an official member of The Niche at jointhenaish.com with the promo code GCN30. That's jointhenaish.com and use code GCN30 to gain access to exclusive podcasts, ad-free episodes, and content you can't find anywhere else. Once again, it's jointhenaish.com and use code GCN30 at sign up to get your first 30 days for free. Tell your friends, come join yourself, and see what everybody's talking about when you join The Niche today.